Today Rabbi Fanishel has yahrzeit for his father, so we dedicate this year in his memory of Tzvi Hirsch Rab Shmuel Eliezer. And it's also the yahrzeit of Rab Moshe Rab Yosef Tabak, so we're dedicating a shir in their memory. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Menachos, the Gemara points out that there seems to be a contradiction between the psukim regarding the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer. That at one pasuk in Parshas Re'eh it says Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach, so it sounds like it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And the other pasuk in Parshas Emor says Esfartam Lachem Chamishim Yom, you should count the days, so it sounds like Sashtik Estira. So Abai says that it's mitzvah the mimne yom, a mitzvah the mimne shavu. It's a mitzvah to count the weeks and a mitzvah to count the days. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, when you count Sfira Soimer, this is Koveya Shavuos. This accomplishes that it becomes Shavuos. Because Shavuos, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, Shavuos doesn't depend on the day of the calendar. By us, it always happens that Shavuos falls out on the 6th of Sivan. But the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak that it's Pamim Hei, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. Sometimes it's the 5th of Sivan, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th of Sivan, depending how many days you have in the month of Nisan and Iyar. We always have Ein Gefiyot that Nisan always has 30 days. And Iyar always has 29 days, so it always turns out that Shavuos is always the 6th. But if they'll both, if Nisan and Iyar will both have 30 days, then it'll be the 5th. And if they'll both have 29 days, then it'll be the 7th. And by yes, because one is Mali, one is Chosdos, so it always happens to turn out that it's always going to be the 6th. But it doesn't really have to be like that, because Al Pidin, the din is that Shavuos is Nikva by Sfira Soimer, by Pesach. So depending on when Pesach is, on the 50th day, it's going to be Shavuos. So the Gemara, so that's clear. The Gemara knew that Sfira Soimer is Koveya Shavuos. In fact, that's what the Rambam is bothered with the Kashin Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Why do you have Yontav Sheni Shel Golias by Shavuos? By Shavuos, everybody will have already known when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was. Pesach depends on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So it's already going to be over 60 days later. So you mean to say that there are people somewhere in the world where they didn't even know when Pesach was, when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was, that they can't figure out. If they know when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was, then they know when Pesach was, they know when the 50th day is. If Shavuos would depend on the 6th of Sivan. So if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, so you don't know when Shavuos is going to be. But it doesn't depend on what day of Sivan it is. It depends on the 50th day of Sfira Soimer, after the 49 days. That's the Rambam's kasha. So remember, the Rav once said this kasha never bothered him. The Rambam asked, why do you observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias for Shavuos? So remember, he once said, why not? Maybe there are places in the world where they're so far away from Yerushalayim, they didn't even know 3 months later. It took 2.5 months to find out. The Rambam doesn't say that, Teresa. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara in the second parak in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara says that there were some communities in Chutz Laaretz in Bavel, where the Shluchei Nissan would reach and the Shluchei Tishrei would not reach. Because the Bezman, when they would make Kiddush HaChodesh, they would send out Shluchim to notify everybody when what day Rosh Chodesh was. What day of the week was Rosh Chodesh. So the Shluchim were not permitted to travel, not on Shabbos and not on Yontav. So in Chodesh Nissan, so they just can't travel on Shabbos. And then before Pesach, the Shluchim will reach. Pesach is, you have 14 days before Pesach. And 14 days, you always have two Shabbosim, so they can travel. 12 days, so the 12 full days that they can travel. And Tishrei, not only can they not travel on the two Shabbosim, let's say Sukkot is also the 15th of Tishrei, like Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, so Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei. So the first 14 days of Tishrei, they're not allowed to travel the two Shabbosim, the 14 days of two Shabbosim. Also, they cannot travel not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur, so the 4 days that they can't travel. So the Shluchei Nissan will reach a little further than the Shluchei Tishrei. So the Gemara has a Shaila in the second parak in Rosh Hashanah. What about those communities where the Shluchei Nissan are Magiyim and the Shluchei Tishrei are not Magiyim? So do they have to? So one should say they only have to observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias on Sukkot and on Pesach. They don't have to. So the Gemara says no, that it's a Loiflug Rabbanah. That since on Sukkot, they have to observe Yontav Sheni, so on Pesach it's a loyplug otu Sukkot. So that's what the Rambam says, that Shavuos, the Rambam says that Leolam Shavuos, everybody in the world always knew. That's how the Rambam assumes. Everybody in the world always knew when Shavuos was going to be. And it really doesn't make any sense to speak of a Sveika Diyom regarding Shavuos. Now, Vos, Shavuos has a Yontav Sheni otu Pesach and otu Sukkot. That's how the Rambam says. So the Chasam Sofer has two tshuvas which contradict each other. What does that lead you to believe regarding the seriousness and the Choyma HaDin of Yontav Sheni of Shavuos? If the Emes, there never was a Sveika Diyom regarding the date of Shavuos, it's only a light plugot of Pesach and Sukkot. So should you say therefore it's more Chomer? Or do you say therefore it's less Chomer? Why not Kimin more Chomer, less Chomer? What's the difference? Lachar, it shouldn't make any difference anyway. So whatever dinim, the coolest that you have on Yontav Sheni Shel Golis, that you're permitted to have a Levaya Rachman Litzlan, Adai Yisrael, whatever, you're permitted to take medications on Yontav Sheni, whatever coolest apply on Yontav Sheni, does make a difference, whether it's Yontav Sheni Shel Shavuos or not. Some, in arguing, the whole Chasam Sofer, the two tshuvas where he contradicts himself, the whole thing is just in debating a point. Should you say, theoretically, should it be more chomer, less chomer, but halacha l'maisa does make a difference anyway. So one tshuva, the Chasam Sofer writes at Peladik Ezach, that because there never was a sveik of the Yoyman Shavuos anyway, nonetheless, the Chachami means the Tudor of Yontav Sheni. So it must be that it's more chomer than Yontav Sheni of Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach and Sukkot, it's only b'Torah Sofik, maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe the second day Pesach. That's what later Pesach, later Ungarish Pesach in the Yestach, does make Dailabom and Adin Liyaskunan. It's a loipluk of a Sveika D'Yayma. Yeah. So if a Sveika D'Yayma is not so strong like a real Darabonan, so a loipluk of a Sveika D'Yayma should be less common than that. So
that's why they don't say Tachna on the 13th.
We'll get to that. That's another thing. No, so that's what others point out, that there's another, this famous Tshuva Dach Sam Sofer, where he writes the strange way. The Yontav Sheni Shel Shavuos is more chomer than Yontav Sheni a Pesach and Sukkot, because it's a loy plug. It was never a b'Torah Sofer. It was never a Sveik of the Yom. So that's in Chelek Arachaim, he has that Tshuva. And in Chelek Yerodei, he has another Tshuva unrelated, about a different topic, where he writes the normal way, the way everybody would have said, that whatever is only b'Torah loy plug is weaker. Yeah. If anything, it's weaker. But both of the tshuvas Chasam Sofer, they're not negel aloch, it's just in a debate whether there's a mokum mahakal aloch. So he says, Ufrat Yontav Sheni Shel Shavuos, which is kal, or Ufrat Yontav Sheni Shel Shavuos, which is chomer. But it doesn't really make a difference. There's no enough gemini l'din.
Sorry,
Shlomo Kluger was involved. The tshuva Narechai, Mr. Shlomo Kluger. There was Shlomo Kluger was the Rav Brod. Shlomo Kluger was much younger than the Chasam Sofer. So whatever he had, Shlomo Kluger writes in his tshuvas that sometimes when he was first in Rabbanah, so he passed in things in Erev and another thing, and he had Balabatim who knew how to learn. Sometimes the Balabatim gave him a hard time; they didn't agree. So he writes in one place that he sent his psak a kula. He sent they didn't like his kulas. Wasn't Balabatim? They didn't like him. Shlomo Kluger was known for his kulas. Yeah. They didn't like his kulas. So the Lomdim in the city disagreed with him in his first Rabbonis, not in Brod, that was later. I forgot where his first Rabbonis was. So he writes and he sent it to the Yeshuas Yankif, I think. To the Yeshuas Yankif, and the Yeshuas Yankif was masking with him, and the Balabatim still didn't agree. Then he sent it to the Chasam Sofer, he was masking. So the Balabatim, okay, they accepted it already. So on this occasion, there was a big machlokes. There was a man, that's what the tshuva goes in. There was a man who was holding by dying. and they had no children. The man was married, they had no children. And he wanted to give a get, so his wife wouldn't require chalitza, because the Yovam lived very far away and it was too expensive that one should travel to the other. And you can't make a shliach to do chalitza. Chalitza has to be done in person. And it would be impossible for the woman to get any chalitza. She would have to wait for years. She would be stuck. She would be in aguna. So one of the, so Rav Shlomo Kluger said, what do you mean? So he was holding by dying on the second day Shavuos. So someone had an einfal. If Amir Eliyakim would be good to write a get, if you can have a goy write a get, so maybe it would be makel to have Amir Eliyakim let the goy write a get. But the din is that a get has to be written shmo. So a goy, the Gemara says, a goy can't write a get for shmo. Even if he swears that he's writing a shmo, Gemara says, no good, I'll die to the nafshikot. So the shaila was, are you permitted to have a Jew write the get on Yontav Sheni? Why should you be? Where in the world should you get an idea it's permissible to be mechal al Yontav Sheni? So this Talmud Chacham in Chasam Sofer doesn't write who his name is. Maybe Rav Shlomo Kluger has some. I don't know. He doesn't write who. So all the Rabbanim said it's forbidden. Period. There's nothing to discuss. And the husband died, and the woman remained in Aguna for a few years. So this Talmud Chacham, who was ma'arer lachatchila, that they should allow to write a get, that he ever lachar amaisa after the man died. So he kept on blaming the Rabbanim for the fact that the woman is in Aguna, and he said these Rabbanim are miserable people, that it's all their fault, that they should have allowed the Sefer to write the get and give the get on Yontav Sheni. Me'eze tam. So yada, is that complicated? Tam. Wild, not because of Aguna, Heter Aguna. It's complicated, he said, because you're permitted to do Alevaya on Yontav Sheni, and it says in the Zohar that when you do Chalitza, it's a tikkun for the meis, it's a tikkun for the neshama of the niftar. So here the woman's not getting any Chalitza, so the neshama of the niftar is not having his tikkun, so they should be allowed to write the get on Yontav Sheni, so the neshama won't be left without a tikkun. Mm-hmm. That should be included in
maybe
the heter of making of doing the tour on Yontav Sheni.
I'm not doing certain things to make the geisus feel better, or that he shouldn't die quickly. In other words, that would appease him, like the noise or certain things that you're allowed to
do. He wouldn't die, she doesn't need a get.
To extend his life, for nefesh purposes.
That he would know that his wife is being taken care of, he would feel better. Yeah.
But so then he wouldn't need a get if he didn't
have
it.
No, to extend his life a few minutes. He had a few reasons. Yeah, I think that may have been one. But one of the reasons was this complicated issue.
Then it would have the same dinim.
That was the tshuva that so the Shlomo Kluger was under attack. So as he did on other occasions, he sent he who is lechumer. Here, Shlomo Kluger was lechumer that you're not allowed to write to get on Yantam Sheni Shal Shavua. So he sent to the Chassam Sofer. He says 100% absolutely your psak is right. There's no reason under the sun to allow to write a get on Yontav Sheni, or Befrat Yontav Sheni Shal Shavuos, which is more chomer than every day of the Yontav Sheni, because the Rambam says that it's a loyplug. So they point out, the later Ungarish Rabbanim write in their tshuvas, that it's a pella, doesn't make any sense, and they point out that there's another tshuva of some safe in Yerodeh, where he writes Fakir. But Yontav Sheni Shal Shavuos is more kal, it's not that it's more chomer.
And the other Yontav, Bezman Riyah, Apir Riyah, the other Yontav Yontav Sheni Shal Goy was not just a suffix, I mean, not the it's just a real suffix, a suffix deraisa, an emes of suffix.
Yeah. I mean, that's a shaila whether ever was a suffix deraisa.
A piri, there is no suffix?
That's a shaila. The Netziv has in his commentary on Chumash, on Parshas Emor, the Netziv's Bir on Chumash is called the Haimik Dover. So on the bottom of the page he has the tiny footnotes and the tiny letters, that's called the Herchev Dover. So he has a little essay on Parshas Emor where he writes that the truth of the matter is that there never really was a Sveik of the Yom. Even as Manchi Kitchal Piri and the Jews who live far away from Eretz Israel, like it says in the Tshuvas HaGoinim, when did Yontav Sheni Shel Goliyus begin? So in the Tshuvas HaGoinim they write, it began right when Yeshua Ben Nun sent Reuben and Gad, Nechatz Shevet HaMenashe, back after the Sheva Shekipshu. So he sent them back to Avar Yarden to take care of their wives and their children. So he said, Chaim HaLashalom, and don't forget, when you won't know when Yontav is, observe Yontav Sheni Shel Goliyus. That's what it says in the Tshuvas HaGoinim, that's when it originated. So the Netziv writes in his Bir HaChumash that it never was really a Sveik of the Yomer, because Rav Shonim, Ador HaSamach LeNisan always has 29 days, and Elul, either Barav HaShonim or always, has 29 days. The Gemara says in one place,
Ulo came to Babel, he found that fast in the wrong day, Yom Kippur.
Okay. So that's very rare, very rare. So the Netziv writes that if you have a Sofik, which day to observe Yontif, so you have a right to follow the Rav. If you know when Rosh Chodesh Ador was, you just don't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so you have a right to assume that Ador had 29 days. And you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, you just don't know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, you have a right to assume that Elul only had 29 days. So he says, proof is, so the whole observance of 2 days Rosh Hashanah and 2 days Sukkot, the whole thing was either Midrabbanan or only a minig. Even as Van Shekitchal Piyaria, there was never a real Sveika deraisa lechumer. Gohari is doctor from Yom Kippur. If it would really be a real Sveika deraisa, so they should have observed 2 days Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, the Yushalmi and the Babli say, only unusual Hasidim and Shemais would observe 2 days Yom Kippur. What would be a suffix sakona? So don't do malacha. So eat. Tell the people they should eat, but they shouldn't do malacha.
So what?
Okay, whatever. That's a Gemma Neitzer what to do.
Yeah, but you're purposely postponing. Your kippah shouldn't come out on a Sunday or a Friday. Today you shouldn't have 2 days.
Because
you shouldn't do malacha. You shouldn't be in a lot of cook.
Yeah, okay.
So, well, you can't have. He says about malacha.
Okay, so then it says if it would really be a Sveika deraisa, you wouldn't have any room to negotiate. How can you only observe 1 day Yom Kippur? So he says, you see that it's not a real Sveika deraisa. We follow the Rav. And the whole observance, even Mizman Shekitshal Piri, the whole observance of 2 days Pesach and 2 days Sukkot and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing was only either Midrabbanan or only a Minig. Rashi learns in the Gemara in Beitza in the first Perek that that was Machlokes Amoraim, whether Bizman Shekitsha Al Pi Ariyah, whether Yantav Sheni Shal Golias was a Din Derabbanan, there was a Minig. Rashi learns that that was Machlokes Amoraim. The Perek of Rashi learns that that's Taich in the Gemara.
We have the subject of Pesach, right? And when you reach for Pesach. But really, we should have, we should be counting Spirit of the subject. Mm-hmm. So we, there's a reason for why we don't count Spirit of the subject, for whatever reason it may be. But the principle of counting 49 days could either be from the Shabbos, from the second day of Pesach or the third day of Pesach. Comes out that Bamish Lewis is also a subject.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the second day, therefore, Shavuos is not, it's independent also.
Mm-hmm. No, but you knew.
No, but the Rambam, but the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh asked this kasha, if Shavuos is a function of Pesach. Right, so by the time it comes Shavuos, it's already more than 2 months after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So it's obviously, so shouldn't everybody have already figured out when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was, and the Mela when Pesach was, and when Shavuos is going to be? So by the time it comes Shavuos,
retroactively,
it'll turn out that they were counting Sphira either right or wrong. So they'll know Klor and Daitlet when Shavuos is supposed to be. So the Rambam asked the Kasha. The Rav said he didn't really see why it was such a Kasha. Maybe there were some communities where they didn't know. But the Rambam held that it was a Kasha all over the world. They should have known already. So the Rambam answers that it's a Loiplu. And that's the issue in the Chassam Sofer, whether when you have a Loiplu, whether it makes it that Shavuos is Mocham or Leskham. It's Lomala Lomocham or Leskham, Aloch Lamais. It's the same thing. We're just debating whether it should be more or less.
Doesn't the Mogan of Rome say something that Yom Tashenik, maybe it was really, in the year that they went out of Mitzrayim, was really 51 days.
The Torah was given on the 51st
day. So maybe they have Yom Tashenik Shoshuas.
No. The Mogan Avraham quotes the Ramami Panu as saying like that. Why do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? If the Torah was given on the 51st day after Pesach, we observe, the Torah says we observe Shavuos on the 50th day after Pesach. So the Ramami Panu in the Sefer Asara Mamoros, he quotes the Yud Mem. That's Asara Mamoros by the Ramami Panu. So the Ramami Panu writes that that's a remez for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath. The fact that the Torah was given on the 51st day, but the Rabbanu Shalom said we should observe Shavuos on the 50th day. So how do we say Mamat and Torah Seinu? So he says the answer is because the Rabbanu Shalom knew that the Chachamim are going to add on a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos, and that's going to correspond historically to when the Torah was really given in Har Sinai on the 51st day. So that's what he says. That's the whole setup of Shavuos. The way we have it is a remnant.
But Nazis call it an observance. I understand. They weren't subject to this thing.
No.
Why should Rabbeinu was the reason that we have on the 51st day? He postponed the one day extra.
Okay. So the Gemara Chagiga has a comment on Abaye's din. Abaye says mitzvah the mimni yomi, mitzvah the mimni shavui. But this apparent contradiction between the two parshias of Sfira Simon and in Parshas Re'eh, it says you have to count the week, Shavishavuos Tisvulach, and in Parshas Amor, it says that you count Chamishim Yom, you count the days. Abaye says there's no Sfira, you have to count both. You have to count the days and you have to count the week. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that Shavuos is nikva by the Sfira Simon. It's not determined by the day of the month. It's not a calendaric date, it's determined by the Sphira Saima. So since Sphira Saima has two parts to it, you count the week and you count the day, so Shavuos is Nikva as a week and as a day. So Shavuos is celebrated for 1 day, and it's celebrated for 1 week. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Shavuos is celebrated for 1 day. Avar Shavuos is 1 day. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only 1 day Shavuos. You bring the Korbanos HaMasochim and Nisei Melacha, all the special mitzvahs is 1 day. What do you mean Shavuos is 1 week? So the Gemara says, for purposes of Tashlumin, that if you didn't bring the Oilas Riyah on Shavuos, the Halacha says that Shavuos is celebrated for a whole week. You still observe Shavuos for a whole week. My nafkamina, that you have Tashlumin called Shisha the next 6 days. So the Mishnah has a Maikot, and the Daf Yomi people just learned last week, I think, in Masachas Maikot, the Mishnah has a discussion. The din is that when a person, Rachmana Ratzlan, is in the middle of Shiva and comes Yantiv, so Yantiv cancels Shiva. What if the person is in the middle of Shloshim, so Yantiv cancels the rest of Shloshim? What if it comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also like a Yantiv.
Yeah.
That it cancels Shiva, cancels Shloshim. So it's a machlokes HaTanaim, and the Gemara says, we task in Halachic Kedibah Mekel Bavel. whenever there's a machloikis hatanoim or machloikis hapaskim and hilchas avelis, so we always go lekula, even if it's a machloikis yochid legabi rabim, and the rabim amachman, the yochid is mekel, so we go lekula. So here also we happen to be mekel. But the Mishnah has this discussion on the assumption that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not kirigolim, that the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha only applies to Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, to the Shalosh Regalim. And it doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that's the reason why Yom Tov is mevatel avelus, because there's a type of disasri to observe Simchas Yom Tov and Nihil Gavelus. So either you observe one or you observe the other. So which should you observe? So the Gemara says that Simchas Yom Tov is chal on ganz klal yisrael, and the avelus is only for this particular person. So we say osi yesed diyach, osi yesed the rabim, v'dochi yesed diyachid. That the essay of ganz klal yisrael, the essay of Simchas Yom Tov is chal on everybody. So it's chal on the oval as well. So the oval also has to observe the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and therefore he doesn't observe the nihu gavelus. So the whole yisoy that Yom Tov cancels avelus, cancels shiva, cancels shloshim, is based on the assumption that there's a mitzvah simcha. So the Gemara has this machlokes hatanaim. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So we paskin taka lekula aloch devar mekabov. We paskin that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also cancels shiva. But there were tanaim who held not so. So on the assumption that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there's no mitzvah simcha, the tanaim have a further machlokes. What about Shavuos after the Churban Abayis? This shneim Shavuos bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. So you have tashlumin kol shiva. So it's a richtige Yom Tov, like Pesach and like Pesach is for 7 days, and Sukkot is for 7 days. Then you have Shmini Atzeres at regular from the Atzmai. So Shavuos is also 7 days. It's a Yom Tov, 7 day Yom Tov. It's a full fledged Yom Tov, 7 days. It's 7 days and 1 day. Mitzvah the Mim Niyomi, Mitzvah the Mim Nishavuot. The Sefira Soimer of the days. That's what the Gemara says in Chagiga. The counting of the days is Kaveh Shavuos is a day. Whatever the unit is that you count, that's the unit that you Kaveh at the end. So you count weeks, so Shavuos is a week. And you count days, so Shavuos is a day. So the Shaila, the Tanaim, have a machloikis. What about Shavuos, Bizman Hazeh, after the Churban Habayis, that there's no longer any Tashlumin? So maybe I should say that Shavuos is like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's only a 1 day Yom Tov. It's only Benegiah to Yisim Malacha, because you don't have the whole issue of Tashlumin anymore. So if it's only Benegiah to Yisim Malacha, maybe I should treat it like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Halacha Lamaisa, we pass in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also. Also cancels Avelis. So Shavuos also cancels Avelis. So Halacha L'maaseh, there's nothing to discuss. Because we pass it even in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that it cancels Shiva, cancels Shlosh. But the whole Shaila, the Pilpul is, the Machlokes HaTanaim was, at the time that the Tanaim held L'Halacha, those Tanaim held that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur does not cancel Avelis. So what would be the din of Shavuos Bizman Hazeh? So some Tanaim held that Shavuos Bizman Hazeh, Atzeres Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, is dinu kishabbos. That the samachta b'chagecha, yeah, it's oila and it's not mevatel. It's a din like Shabbos. It doesn't have a din like Yom Tov, because the whole din of samachta b'chagecha only applies to a 7 day Yom Tov. It doesn't apply to a 1 day Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that we don't paskin like that. So again,
why don't we paskin like that?
We don't paskin even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't paskin like that. But it seems that we don't paskin like that even on Shavuos alone. We wouldn't, even if you would have held that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not Seisar Avelis. Is not Seisar Avelis. It sounds like it's not 100% clear in the Gemara, but it sounds a little bit that we wouldn't have paskin on Shavuos anyway like that. That's a shaila. Why not? Why not? So that's Mamas HaShayla. Why did the Tanaim assume for such a davar pashut that Bizman Hazeh Shavuos changed? Who says Shavuos changed?
Tashlumen.
What do you mean Shavuos is the Raisa the Rabban? Glata Kasha. The Gemara there in Chagiga seems to assume that the hallmark of Tashlumin, that just like Pesach and Sukkot, you have Tashlumin called Shiva, the Ikechiv to bring Erlis Ria is only on the first day. That's a machlekes in the Gemara, where the Kula Tashlumin the Rishon and Kula Tashlumin Zela Zeh. So we pass in Kula Tashlumin the Rishon. The Ikechiv to bring an Erlis Ria is on the first day Pesach and on the first day Sukkot. And if you didn't bring on the first day, then you can get Tashlumin called Shiva.
From the Shabbos, you go on next day.
Yeah. Or stomach you didn't bring. Let's say Agershin is Gaira Kotten Shehigdel Be'emtza Pesach Be'emtza Sukkah. So we pass in his potter. Because the Ike Chiev to bring Oilas Riyah is just on the first day. It's not as a Chiev to bring Oilas Riyah on Pesach or on Sukkah. No, it's a Chiev to bring The Chagosim also is Chad Yom, one day, the first day, the Gemara says. And we paskin that everything is only Tashlum.
Well, the cotton, even if a cotton is Bechenech, he still has to bring the carbon on the Chalai.
That's a Shaila, right. That's a Machlek, is Rashi and Taisus on the first Mishnah Chagiga, where when you say that a cotton is Chayiv in Riyah, where you say a cotton is Chayiv to be oil or regal to come into the Beis HaMikdash, or he's even Mechiv to bring a carbon. So that's a Shaila. So on the assumption that he's not Mechiv to bring a carbon, if you assume a cotton is not mechuyev to bring the carbon oil or three, is only mechuyev to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So what if it would be a cotton sheigdil? Would he have to bring or not? So that would depend. A cotton sheigdil in the middle of Pesach, in the middle of Sukkot, would he have to bring? So that would depend on the shaila and the machlokes satanayim, whether kul tashlum in zel zel kul tashlum in the rishon. We pass in kul tashlum in the rishon. The ikachiyev oil or three is only on the first day, and the rest of Pesach and the rest of Sukkot is a tashlum for the first day. So it's interesting that the Tanoim assumed that Bizman Hazeh, this is Tamakasha what you're asking. You're asking Glatakasha, that according to the Gemara, that Sphir Soim Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Meaning, I'll tell you, you don't have to count Sphir. So how does Shavuos take effect? How do you have any Shavuos? Bechlal is Akasha. It's Tamakasha. If the Gemara seems to say that Sphir Soim is Koveya Shavuos, by counting the Yomim, you Koveya Shavuos as a day, by counting the weeks, you Koveya Shavuos as a week. So if you don't count it all, so Shavuos doesn't happen by itself. So it's Tamakasha. How do you have Shavuos Bizman Hazeh? Remember, the Rav once gave a Shir Maria. So he stressed the whole Arichas about this, that Sfiras Oimer is Kaveh Shavuos. Then he said, after an hour and a half of speaking, then he said, no, Ein Zach like Shvat. And he said, no, and he asked everybody to ask him, no one asked him. He said, how do you have Shavuos Bizman Hazeh? I mean, Shavuos is only the Rabbanon? How can it be Shavuos only the Rabbanon? A Sfiras Oimer is only the Rabbanon. And the Gemara of Chagiga says that the Sfiras Oimer is Kaveh Shavuos. So he explained based on a psik that he had, a Yalkut Shemani, quote, a psik that afilu bizman hazeh you have Shavuos. He explained what it means, but he explained why you need a psikta, why you need a drasha, and what the maskan is, why you do need. But that's taken care of already. We have a pasik that sfiras, that even if one should assume that sfiras only bizman hazeh doesn't exist, that the mitzvah derais of sfiras only bizman that you actually bring the carbon haimer, miyam haviyachem esayim atnufa, from the day you actually bring the carbon haimer, and Bizman Hazeh, there's no Sphir Simon Menatayra. But still, you have Shavuos Menatayra, Shavuos not Midrabbana. So, whatever the answer is, there's an answer. There's a Pasuk, there's a Drosha, there's an answer to that Kasha. But you have Shavuos. But the Shad is, why did the Tanoim think that Shavuos, Bizman Hazeh, is only one day? Where'd they get that it shouldn't be 7 days? Unless you say, like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a famous Kasha. If the Gemara says Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavuos, so how come we don't say two brachas? You should say a bracha. Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvot Sfanu Al Sfiras Yemei HaOmer. Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvot Sfanu Al Sfiras Shavuos. Why don't you say two brachas? So the Yoilam, the Kasha is not such a stark Kasha. Let's say Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh. The Rambam says are two mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs. And nonetheless, many Rishonim hold you only say one bracha. Just because it's two mitzvahs, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a separate bracha. If, let's say, the Gemara has in Sukkah, the end of Sukkah, a person is about to put on talis and tefillin, so there's a machlokes hatanaim, he's going to put on his talis and he's going to tefillin right away. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, Rav Yudin the Rabbana, whether he says one bracha sheker nishanam, mishan sevet sivano, lishmar mitzvoysov, a general vague bracha. Oh no, you say that you need pirut in the bracha. You have to say, you have to say laniach tefillin, you need pirut. But on tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh, if you say one bracha laniach tefillin, you have pirut. You said a bracha mufuretes, and it covers the shalyada and the shalrosh. So many rishonim hold like that. Rashi, the Rama, many rishonim hold that you can cover both shalyada and shalrosh with one bracha, even though they're two distinct mitzvahs. So li'olam, one could have answered the kasha of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim very easily. Why don't you say two brachas on Sfira Soimer? If it's mitzvah the mimni yom, mitzvah the mimni shvur, two distinct mitzvahs, why don't you say two brachas? Is kushim korolais is taka one is two mitzvahs, but the nusach habrach al sfira soimer covers both the
sfira soimer. How many times do you make a second bracha? Only seven times?
Whenever. However many times you'll say
no,
the second.
No, in other words, only when it's a full week.
Whenever? I don't know. It's a different question. How many times you'll say the other bracha? I don't know. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is bothered with the kasha. Le'olam, one could have given a simple answer to the kasha. He asked this kasha, so he answers, the teretz is wilder than the kasha. The kasha is not so strong in the first place. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, though. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is like HaRishon. The Beis Yosef always quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. This one he doesn't quote. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim answers, that Bisman Shabes Amigdosh Hayekam the Takif said to Brachas. Because they were both deraisa, but bizman hazeh we don't say two brachas because only the sfiras hayomim is deraisa, the sfiras shavuos is the rabbanon. Why? So he says, if you look in the psukim, how does it say? And parshas re'eh, how does it say? Shivish nachamo. Shivish shavuos tisvalach mehachal cher. No, I said it backwards. Shivish shavuos tisvalach mehachal chermish bakoma tachalis b'shivish shavuos. It says he counts sfiras shavuos from the harvest season. No, the harvest season we have Bizman HaZeh just like they have Bizman HaBayis. So the counting of the weeks is their ice. That's how Rabbi Yerucham says. But the counting of the days in Parshas Hamor, where it says Tisperuch HaMishim Yom, there it says Miyom HaViyachem HaSam HaTnufa, from the day that you actually bring the Korban HaOmer. So he says Bizman HaZeh, the Sefiras HaYomim doesn't exist in HaTorah. So why did they institute it? So why do we count the days? So the Gemara says only Zechel HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yerucham says, whenever you do, he says the Teretz is that Bizman HaZeh, you don't say two brachas because the Sefiras Hayamim is only with the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon, you also say a bracha. You say a bracha on Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah. Say a bracha when you read the Megillah. Yeah. So he says, but on a mitzvah that's only Zechel HaMikdash, you don't say a bracha. High on Lulav, the Gemara says Lulav Kol Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. Apparently, he distinguishes between different kinds of Zechel HaMikdash. Sometimes Zechel HaMikdash is the reason that motivated the Tanoim to institute a takona. Once they instituted it, then they instituted the mitzvah and the tilas lulav. And sometimes Zechel HaMikdash is the essence of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk Tzion Doresh Ein Lo, Mechlal de Bayit Risha, that you have to make a Zechel HaMikdash. So when you do the mitzvah Bizman HaZeh, it's a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. It's not that it's a mitzvah of Sefiras Hayomim. He says, no, it's a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. Apparently that's how he distinguishes. The Gemara in Sukkah has a machloikas amarayim. On the first day Sukkah is Yitaket Ben Shesri. You say a bracha on the tilas lulav. You say ben shesri. You say ben shlulav. You say the bracha on the tilas lulav on the first day. What about the other 6 days of sukkahs that you shake the lulav in the esrig only with the rabbana? And the Gemara says lulav nikol b'amigdosh kol shiva. In the base amigdosh, it was a din deraisa all 7 days of sukkahs. It was only bigvulin outside of the base amigdosh. It was only deraisa on the first day. And after the destruction, the second base Hamikdash, Avdechem and Zakeh made 9 takonis. One of the 9 takonis Avdechem and Zakeh was Shehei Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Zechel Hamikdash. So the Gemara has a machlokes amarayim. Lulav Kol Shiva, the rest of the 6 days that are telling me the Rabbanon, do you say a bracha or not? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Allah Almighty, yes, you do say a bracha. Just like you say a bracha when you tzind on Chanukah licht, so do you say a bracha on Lulav Kol Shiva. In other words, you say a bracha on the Rabbanon. So the Sfasem is there, and Sukkah points out that there really is a Mokum Lachalik, which the Gemara rejected. There would have been a Mokum Lachalik. One could have argued the point. He doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but he says on his own like that. One could have said that Hadlokas Neres Chanik and Mikra Megillah, that's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Fartik's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. You say Vitzivanu, even on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Hechen Tzivanu loy sasur. Shalalun yechav yagetcha, whatever the Mokum is, you say a bracha on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. But on a mitzvah de Rabbanon, that's only Zechel HaMikdash, one could have argued the point and said that there's no bracha. So the Sfasem says, notwithstanding that Svarding Marer so holds that you do say a bracha. Meizatam, that's exactly the Hezbollah. Why? What's the Gedah Ha'inyan of Zechel HaMikdash? There are two kinds of Zechel HaMikdash. Sometimes Zechel HaMikdash is the reason that prompted the Chachamim to institute a Takona, but then they institute in the Tilas Lulav, Kol Shiva. It's not that the shaking of the lulav is a hechatimtza bialma to conjure up in your mind the Zechel HaMikdash, and the mitzvah is to have zichroinus. If the mitzvah is to have zichroinus, to remember the way things were in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, that's a mitzvah shebelev. A mitzvah shebelev, the Beis Yosef has a klal, you don't recite a bracha. You only say a bracha when you have a maisa mitzvah. You don't say a bracha on Ahavas Hashem, on Yiras Hashem, the Beis Yosef, you don't say a bracha on bitul chametz. Why? Because mederaisa the bitul belev zadi. So even though we say kol chamira vechamira, we say the fair. And on a mitzvah b'feh, you could say a bracha, like you say, you tell Svira b'feh, so you say a bracha. But the Beis Yosef says, since Mikar Adin b'bitul b'leib sagi, if you wanted, you could have done the bitul b'leib. Bitul b'leib is a mitzvah b'machshove, so on a mitzvah b'machshove, there's no bracha. Bracha is only nisakn gevarn when you do a maisa mitzvah. So that's the shaila. When you have a mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash, what do you mean, Zechel HaMikdash? You mean Zechel HaMikdash is the reason why they instituted Netilas Lula b'zman hazeh? Zechel HaMikdash is the reason why the institute at Sfira Sayyim b'zman hazeh, let's say Moror b'zman hazeh, Zechel HaMikdash, the Gemara says. Moror is only deraisa b'zman hazeh, that you're eating it with Korban Pesach. B'zman hazeh, there's no Korban Pesach. So Moror is only the Rabbanon, Zechel HaMikdash. So that's the shaila also by Moror. What do you mean by Moror? Maror is a mitzvah midirabbanan to eat maror. It's a mitzvah achilas maror, and the reason why the Chachamim instituted it is the Eichel HaMikdash, but the essence of the mitzvah is really achilas maror. Or should you say no? The Chachamim said, eat, do something, eat maror, in order to bring to mind the way things were in the days of the Eichel HaMikdash, to have zechroinus. If the mitzvah is to have zechroinus, and the way to conjure up an image in your mind is by eating maror, then the eating of the maror is not a maisa mitzvah, then it's just a hechetim tzibalma. And the Ma'is HaMitzvah really is thinking in your mind about reminiscing the way things were in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So if that would be the case, then you wouldn't say a bracha. We must have mentioned before Pesach, the Rosh has a suffix, and the last parakim suffix, when you eat maror, bizman hazeh, where you need a kazayis. Bizman HaMikdash is a Mishnah that you need a kazayis. And Mishnah suffix on Daf Lamentes, it says, Velim and start from the kazayis. The following five vegetables are good for maror. You can have a little of this and a little of this, as long as you have sachar kol, you have a kazayis. But the Rosh has a suffix, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, Maror is only the Rabbanan Zechel HaMikdash. So that's how the Rav learned, like those Achrayim, that's the Rosh's suffix. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Maror Bizman Hazeh Zechel HaMikdash? What does it mean? If it's, you eat the Maror in order to bring to mind the way things were to reminisce, so you can reminisce with less than a kazayis also. But if you say that Zechel HaMikdash is the Tam HaTakona, but the Etzem HaTakona is Achilas Maror Bizman Hazeh, then Achilas Maror, then Achilas, Chusim HaKazayis. Then you need kazayis. So to be poshut the suffix, the Rosh brings a raya from the bracha. From the fact that you say a bracha al achilas maror, that's the raya that it's a mitzvah achila bizman hazeh. Why? If it would have been just a mitzvah zechel hamikdash, there would be no bracha at all. Not the way some achrayim said. You wouldn't say the bracha al achilas maror, you would say the bracha al mitzvah maror. That's not his raya. The raya is from the fact that there's a bracha bichlal. If you have a mitzvah that zechel, the Rabbi Yochum is a Talmud of the Rosh. Rabbi Yochum learned by the Rosh. He's saying the same thing. The Rosh and Rabbi Yochum are saying the same thing. When you have a mitzvah that's purely Zechel HaMikdash, there's no bracha recited. So the Rosh argues the point. He says that Marib is man hazeh shteid beferish and the Gemara telling me the Rabbanan Zechel HaMikdash. And nonetheless, we say a bracha. No, how you talking? Why do you say a bracha? The answer is that there, the Zechel HaMikdash is a Tama Takona, but the Etzema Takona is not to make a Zechel HaMikdash. The Etzema Takona is to have Achilas Marib is man hazeh. So if it's a mitzvah Achilas, so you say a bracha. So that's the Shaila. What about Sfira Saima? What about Netilas Lulav? So the Rabbeinu Yerucham distinguishes, you hold Netilas Lulav, you do say a bracha bizman hazeh, kol shiva. That's the Maskanas HaGemara and Sukkah. We pass can do. Why? Like Ner Chanukah, like Mikra Megillah. Why? Because by Netilas Lulav kol shiva, it's not that Midirabbanan they said, make a Zechel HaMikdash and you'll be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. No! Because of this reason they said, be Mekayim Lulav kol shiva. Masheni came by Sfira Saima of the Yomim Shavuos, he holds his derais. So that's why you say a bracha, you say one bracha. But why not say another bracha on the Sfiras HaYomim? So he says, no, the Sfiras HaYomim is only the Rabbanan Zechel HaMikdash. And the nature of the mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash by Sfiras HaYomim, that's what the Rabbi Yerucham holds, is to have a Zecher. Not that that's the reason why they're Mesakin.
Doesn't that name a Sefer? But Shavuos is the Zecher.
The Gemara says that Amem Amani Yom Vavlam Amani Shavuos. He didn't count the weeks at all. Absolutely fakered, right. The Gemara quotes one opinion in Menachos Daf Samuf Vav. Amem counted the days and he didn't count the weeks at all. He said it's only mid the Rabbanan to count Bechlal. Menater, nothing applies. He holds that apparently it's only take two different psukim. It doesn't matter. The whole thing is only mid the Rabbanan and mid the Rabbanan and Ginuk. If you make Zecher Tehef, you don't have to make all. But we don't paskin like Amema, we paskin like the Rabbanan de Beir Avashi, that you count the days and the weeks. So that's the question, what does that show? What does it show? So the Rabbi Yerucham claims that it shows everything is topsy-turvy, everything is upside down. That the Shavuos was always their ice and it's still their ice in that, because it says Mehocha Chermesh Bakoma there. So we have Katsira, we have a harvest season now, like they always had a harvest season Mizman Abai, so that nothing changed. And the Sfiras HaYomim doesn't exist in our Torah today, because that state miyom habiyachem esayim atnuf. So Rabbi Yochum holds that lefi amaskon everything is
fakir. The harvest season could begin a period of time. It doesn't have to be a specific day. Every year could vary depending on the harvest. So I mean, Mahakha chemish doesn't mean that day. It can mean a whole season.
But there is a day.
So we know from the other psukim which.
How are you going to get shavuos? Nobody
else knows
when you're shavuos.
I said to brochus, except for Rabbi Yochum.
We have no sigdurim from the Mizman HaMikdash. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah that it's not so. The Rambam says that there's only one bracha. And the Rambam brings that as a raya. It's also a knapper raya. The Rambam brings that as a raya that's against the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that mitzvah the Mem Yom and mitzvah the Mem Yishvoi is not two distinct mitzvahs. It's two parts of one mitzvah. You should count the yomim and the shavuos together. He says, if it would have been two mitzvahs, shouldn't you have said two brachas? The Rama holds that shalyan shal rosh are two mitzvahs, and you say one bracha. So how does he prove anything from the fact that you only say one bracha bezman hamikdash on the sefiras? I don't know.
Not counting weeks, just counting days.
Yeah. Only one bracha, you mean?
No, no, one bracha at all.
But not
counting weeks, which is right, so you only count counting days, which is the first 6 days.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the first 6 days, the Rabbi Yechim shouldn't say any bracha at all. A good argument. I don't know. I don't remember that he discussed it. I haven't seen Rabbi Yechim in a long time. I don't remember that he discusses it. It should follow like that. That you don't say a bracha the first 6 days.
That's why
the Taisa says in Megillah that the reason why we say the Yehiratzin after Sfira Soimer is because we pass the Sfira Soimer is Banu Zeh is only the Rabbanon. So they say Harachman Yachsalon Abedis Beis Hamikdash Kum Koimba. It should be their Isa. Right. That's what Taisa explains in Megillah Dachov. That the special Yehiratzin Shibbanim Beis Hamikdash after the Sfira Soimer is in order that Sfira Soimer should become their Isa again. If it's Banu Zeh, we assume it's only the Rabbanon. Okay. So this is a shaila. These tanoim in Moed Katan who hold that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it's not a real din simcha, and therefore it doesn't cancel avelus. And they had a machlokes. What about Shavuos bizman hazeh? Bishleima Pesach in Sukkis is a regular yontav, a 7 day yontav. But Shavuos bizman shabeis hamikdash hayakayom was a 7 day. It was a 1 day yontav and a 7 day yontav. Mitzvah min yom to the min Shavuos. But bizman hazeh it's only a 1 day yontav. So that was a machlokes hatanaim. Is that so? Is it today? Is it nishtan? Is it a 1 day yontav? Is it a 7 day yontav? Why should some tanaim think that Shavuos bizman hazeh is only a 1 day yontav? So if you say like the Rabbeinu Yerucham is nicha, if you say like the Rabbeinu Yerucham is nicha that the mitzvah the mimni shavui
no,
what
a shvei.
Oh, it's fakir, yeah, fakir. So that's a shaila. What's the mocker? The Rabbeinu Yerucham doesn't help. Fakir. So what's the mocker of these tanoim? What's the mocker of these tanoim to say, fine, we don't pass like those tanoim, but what's the mocker of these tanoim to say that Shavuos bizman hazeh is nishtane givon, that you no longer have a 7 day yontif? Why not?
Because it was only originally for tashlumin purposes that you have a 7 day yontif.
Theoretically, you have tashlumin bizman hazeh also, no?
No, I mean, not.
Let's say that build the Beis Hamikdash 3 days after Shavuos.
Maybe you wouldn't have to bring a korban.
Will you be potter?
Sure. Only if you were mechiyev the first day, then you have tashlumin.
So were we mechuyev the first day? We were not mechuyev the first day.
If there's no Beis Hamikdash,
you're not mechuyev.
You just can't do it.
That's the shaila. What's the shaila? That's the shaila. If there's no Beis Hamikdash,
is there a chiyev but you can't do it?
Is there a chiyev but you just can't do it? Or do you say there's no chiyev at all?
They make Pesach Sheni. In other words, if the Beis Hamikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, do you have to bring a Pesach Sheni in?
Pesach Sheni is a little different. No, Pesach Sheni is a little different. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim, Rebbe Reb Nosson, whether Pesach Sheni is tashlum in the Rishon or Pesach Sheni is regal b'fniyatzim. The nafkamin is what about a kotn shehigdil or a geshin is guy. So we paskin halacha like Rebbe, halacha k'Rebbe mechavera. We paskin like Rebbe that Pesach Sheni is regal b'fniyatzim. Even a kotn shehigdil, a kid becomes by mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, has to bring Pesach Sheni. Our geshin is guy. He was a goy on Pesach Rishon, so he can't say it's tashlumin. Tashlumin for what? He wasn't. He's not mechuyev on the Pesach Rishon. Nonetheless, he's mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni. But bizman hazeh, let's say the Beis Hamikdash will be built. It's already too late. Let's say the Beis Hamikdash would have been built in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Would you bring a carbon Pesach Sheni or not? So it's interesting. The Minchas Chinuch writes that in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And he writes, I'm writing now in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and he's clearing what would be the din if the Beis Hamikdash would be built now. And he writes, he doesn't know what the din is. And he himself in that, and he writes, Vot Chazon Lamoed, I'll write about it some other time. He clears the shaila. And he himself in that mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, quotes an offering Gemara. He already quoted it before at the end of the mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, Bahal Oistra. He writes this shaila. In the middle of the mitzvah, he already quoted the Gemara that gave the answer to the shaila. The Gemara said, Beferish, the following din. Let's say, Roiv Hatzibur was Tomei on Pesach Rishon, Tumas Neis. So the din is if Rav Hatzibur is Tameh, the din is that Tumah is Hutra Vetzibur. So they bring the Pesach Rishon Tumah. What if the Rav Hatzibur on Pesach Rishon is Tameh, Tumah Nido, Yoledes, Zav, Zova, Tumah Yotzal Migufa, a different kind of a Tumah, not a Tumah Meis, not a Tumah Mago, but rather Tumah Riya, Tumah Yotzal Migufa. So the Gemara learns that from Psukim that you don't say Tumah Hutra Vetzibur on such a Tumah. So those people who are Tohar bring Pesach Rishon. Those people who are not Tohar are not permitted to bring Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim that they bring Pesach Sheni or not. So the maskone of the Gemara is like Rav Chisda that no, that there's no Pesach Sheni that year. Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric date. Pesach Sheni is not Yudalid year. Pesach Sheni means a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon Idei Rav Hatzibur. If Rav Hatzibur brought Pesach Rishon, well, the Betumah Betara doesn't matter. If Rav Hatzibur participated in Hakrovas Pesach Rishon on Yud Dalet Nissan, so a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon, like the Rav Hatzibur, it's Chal Pesach Sheni. But if Rav Hatzibur didn't participate at all, let's say Miut Hatzibur brought Pesach Rishon, or nobody brought, Bismanaz, and nobody brought Pesach Rishon. So there is no Pesach Sheni. That explains why the Minig Ashkenaz is that you say Tachnan on Pesach Sheni. The Achranim quote that there's a Minig. Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachnun on Pitcha Zira and Pesach Sheni, and Minig Svart is that you don't say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. So are you talking Hakam Minig Ashkenaz that you do say? The answer is it's not Pesach Sheni. It's not true. It's like Dum Velaya. There's no Pesach Sheni. If there wasn't Hakrovas Pesach Rishon, Idei Rav Hatzibur, so Yudalidir is not Pesach Sheni. It's not a calendaric day. You just printed on the Luach. It's not true. It's contingent on Hakrovas Pesach Rishon, Idei Rav Hatzibur. So that's a shaila. What about the tashlum and kol shiva? Let's say for Shavuos, can you have? Let's say bizman hazeh. Let's say we hope the Beis Hamikdash will be built tomorrow. But let's say in the event that it's not built until after 5 days after Shavuos, will we be able to bring the oilas riya 5 days after Shavuos? They say it's tashlumin. He says it's tashlumin of the first day. So question number one is: when there's no Beis Hamikdash, you say you're mechuyev to bring the carbon is, but you can't. But if you're mechuyev and you can't, then you have tashlumah. Or you say, no, you're just not mechuyev at all. So in the yeshivas, they say, b'shem Rab Chaim, that depends on the machlokes, whether makriv enough b'shem bayis or not. That if you hold, the kedushas hamikdash is kitchel asi lavoi, kitchel ashay to be kitchel asi lavoi, there is a kedushas hamikdash today, just that there happens not to be a mizbeach, but there is a makam hamikdash. So then you mechuyev in hakrovas all the korbanos. The Arabs won't let us go into the mosque and bring the korbanos. That's a problem in hechatimtza. So we're anusim, but just because you're an anus, so you do tashlumin. So if you build a Beis Hamikdash, bring tashlumin. Whatever you can bring tashlumin for, bring tashlumin for.
If it's mana bias, if for some reason that Rav Yisrael did not bring it, some brought, but they have time to bring it later.
No.
Yes, you do.
Which?
Tomei Shavuos.
First day Shavuos. Yeah, this din you don't have legabi tashlumin kol shiva. By Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni is a din. You have to have hakrovas Pesach Rishon and day roiv hatzibur to be koveya Pesach Sheni.
I'm talking about Olesriya.
Olesriya. We
ask him. You just asked the question if the base of maybe should be built 3 or 4 days afterwards. Are we mechuyev enough?
Right.
Since we want mechuyev on Shavuos, or Rav Hatzibur did not bring.
No, I gave a mashal from Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So here you can't say. We don't have such. No, yeah. But you have a little bit like that. Here you can't say that the only time you have tashlumin on the last 6 days of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot is if Rav Hatzibur brought on the first day. You can't say that. That's not true. Let's say the first day turned out to be Shabbos. First day turned out to be Shabbos. So for sure, no one brought on the first day.
They're not going to bring the carbon into the place which was built. So how can we possibly bring on the third day? It's more than just...
Then we'll still be Tomei.
Yeah.
In a problem, Hechatimtza. Okay.
That will still be Tomei. On the first day when the Chiyav arose,
yeah,
we were not permitted, we were Tomei. It's not like we're ready to bring, but it's Shabbos and we can't day hold us back.
That's the Gemara Chagiga talked about that in the first parak. So the Gemara says, in the middle of the first parak, the Gemara says that a Tomei, since you sometimes have Tashlum, that means that Tomei is Mechuyev. You can say Tomei is Mechuyev in a carbon. You don't necessarily have to say that he's not Mechuyev at all. You can say he's Mechuyev, but he's unable to do it. In which case, there would be Tashlum. So that would be the Shaila. What about the two issues? What about, again, let me explain what I'm trying to explain. Let me explain what the issue is. The din is, let's say again, if a person is in the middle of Shiva Shloshim, comes Yontav, so whatever he's holding by is canceled. He's in the middle of Shiva, Yontav cancels Shiva. In the middle of Shloshim, Yontav cancels Shloshim. This is true by Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is a machloikis. So we pass on Halacha Maisa, even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also cancels. So finish the Shira is over and we can all go home. But we don't. But in the days of the Tanoim, it wasn't so poshut like that. They were Tanoim held that it's only by Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Doesn't no. apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? You need a real full yontav, a 7-day yontav. So as Givarna Machlek is after the Churban Bayis Sheni, what about Shavuot? Shavuot is no longer a 7-day yontav. Bizman HaMikdash, it was a 7-day yontav. Mitzvah the Mimni Miyami, Mitzvah the Mishwa. It's a 1-day yontav for certain Deem and a 7-day yontav for certain Deem. After the Churban Bayis, some Tanoim held that it's a 1-day yontav. So that's why I want to understand. Where did they get this idea from 1-day yontav? Just because in Mitzias, you're not bringing Karbonis. Well, why did it change? What changed? Why did he say it changed? Just because in Hechetim Tzina bring Karbonis, why should it change? So one issue was, maybe you cannot bring Karbonis Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. Maybe Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, there's no Chiyuv to bring Karbonis. So you can't speak at all of a 7-day Yontif. So that's one issue. That's one issue. That's what they say, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that if you hold the Kitchel Asi Lavoi, if you hold that the Makam HaMikdash remains B'Kedushasai, then there's an actual chiyuv to bring karbanis bizmanes. That's just the problem of hechatimtza. But if you hold like kitchelos lava, then there's mamish no chiyuv to bring karbanis at all. That's what the Velt says b'shem Rav Chaim. You can dingzach, there are many who dingzach, they quote, the Sefer HaChinuch writes explicitly not so. Sefer HaChinuch writes, I originally saw the Galatian Achrenim have it like this. I thought it was a joke. They say that even though makriv and achol pishein bias, that you can bring karbanis even though there's no beis hamikdash, it's only optional. You're not mechuyuv. Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you have the walls and the structure, is a chiyuv to bring tamidim and masaf and everything. Bizmancha in Beis HaMikdash Kaim, so if you hold loy kitcha lost it over, there's no kedushas hamikdash, nothing. So you're forbidden to bring karbanis. You can't bring karbanis even on the makam hamikdash where it used to be, because it's not big kedushas, it's a shchut techutz. But if you hold a kitcha lost it over, that the kedusha Beis HaMikdash is there even after the churban. So what's the pshat itakim uchiyev to bring? So a group of Galatian Achareim write, it's only optional. So I thought it's a leitzonis. So they quote, the stipel of quotes that the Sefer HaChinuch writes mefurish like that. That makriv and afishen bais only means it's rishus. So the Sefer HaChinuch has a lot of strange things. So the stipel writes that this far emphasizes all the shvere rambams. He has a list of 10 shvere rambams that they write that is masik here and there and other places. The Rama paskins that kitcha lasi lavoi. So how come he paskins this? And how come he paskins that? So the stipler says the teretz to all the kashas is that the Rambam holds like this Sefer HaChinuch, that makriv and alpha b'shem bais means that it's only optional, that you're not mechuyev. The pashtus, of course, is like Rav Chaim. I thought the pashtus is like Rav Chaim, that if you're makriv and alpha b'shem bais means that you're mechuyev to bring karbonis today. Everything is the same as it always used to be. Theoretically, it's just an obstacle on hechetimtza, that you just prevented physically from bringing karbonis. And if you hold loikicha losi lavoi, then there's mamish no kedushas hamikdash and there's no chiyuv to bring the karbanis at all. So again, if one would hold that loy kitcha lasi lavoi, that there's no kedushas hamikdash bizman hazeh, so you understand why you say that Shavuos after the Churban Habayis is only one day. You can't say that it's 7 days. It's absolutely irrelevant. Not just nechetim, so no one's going to bring karbanis lemaisa, but poyal mamish no one's going to bring. Not only that, there's no chiyuv to bring karbanis. There's nothing, absolutely nothing to discuss. But if you hold a kitcha lasi lavoi, but if you hold kitcha lasi lavoi, so why shouldn't you assume that that it's still a 7-day yontif? Why shouldn't everything remain? Yeah, Achrenim have, we once discussed, Achrenim have such a dispute. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay about that, Ben Asun Deraisa, where the Oinus Rachmana Patra means the Torah relieves you from the chiyuv, or the Torah relieves you from the punishment for not having fulfilled the mitzvah. So after Acharei Kechlos HaKol, after all the smoke is cleared, Leib, Rav Chanan Vassman quotes an Ofen Gemara, that there is Tashlumen for an Oinus. If the guy couldn't bring Pesach Reishin, Machmas Oinus, so there never was a Machloikis. Everybody agrees that he brings Pesach Sheni. So Rav Chanan asks, why? It should depend on the Machloikis HaTanayim, but the Pesach Sheni is Tashlumen. So Bishleim, if he made the Kaimol on Pesach HaLocha Kerebi, that Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzmoi, it's not a tashlum in the Rishon. So we understand why, even if he was honest on Pesach Rishon, he still brings Pesach Sheni. But according to the other Tana, Rav Nosson, who holds that Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumin for Pesach Rishon, and if he's a Kotn Shehigdol Ben Taim or a Gershon is Guy Ben Taim, so there's nothing to have Tashlumin. So why don't you say that if he's onus on Pesach Rishon, he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni? And Shtei Tanof in the Mishnah, Perik Misha Hayetamin, the ninth Perik of Pesach, and whoever was honest for Pesach Rishon picks up Pesach Sheni. So Bachan of Asman says, Abeferish in Mishnah, that there is Tashlumin for an onus. However you slice it, however you're going to explain what the nature of the din of onus is, there still is Tashlumin. There still is Tashlumin. See, he explains why that's how there is Tashlumin. So after everything is after everything comes down to the bottom line, there would be tashlum. So Luchar, what's the machlekes satanaim over here? Where the shavuos bisman is on the assumption that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not kirigolim because it's not a full fledged yontav of 7 days. Where the shavuos is still a yontav of 7 days. Of course, it's a yontav of 7 days. Why not? Unless you say that some tanaim hold that loy kitcher losi lovoy. So there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no din korban, absolutely no din, not optional, not obligated, nothing. There's no korbanos at all. So then it's absolutely irrelevant. You can't speak of a yontav of 7 days. Absolutely nothing. But if you hold kitchel lasi lovoy, is there a mockum to say that Shavuos today is only 7 days? Unless you say along the lines of like you started to say, that the only time you can have tashlumin kol shiva is if somebody brought on the first day. How can it be? What if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos? You still have Tashlumin.
Okay.
So Lucharid, the Machlekes Hatanayim and Moed Kotten, whether Shavuos
is it called Tashlumin? Is it called Tashlumin on a Sunday? Isn't that a Machlekes in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? In other words, when you're supposed to bring Eretz Aliyah, right?
Whether it's Deiche
Yontefer. In other words, when Beis Shammai said you bring it the next day and Beis Hillel said you bring it on that day.
Right.
But Beis Hillel is also minded that
Shabbos, first day Shabbos,
Sunday is not just a real Chiyah at that day. There are certain things that the Mishnah talks about.
It's not a Din Tashlumin? It's not a Din Tashlumin. Yeah? It's not a din tashlumin.
In fact, that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't wear special begadim because of that, because they didn't want the yamamachas, tzedukim, and so forth.
It's a different thing. When Shavuos falls out on Shabbos and you bring the kabbonis on Sunday, so the tzedukim
said, it's a real
tzedukim said Shavuos always falls out on Sunday. That the Rabbanu Shlom, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make a long weekend. Yeah, to have a long weekend. So we don't believe in the tzedukim. Shavuos does not have to fall out on Sunday. So whenever Shavuos falls out on Shabbos and you bring the kabbonis on Sunday, say try to tone it down a little bit. They try to tone it down. Maybe so no one should think that we're being maskin with the tzedukim, that we're observing Shavuos on Sunday. If it falls out on Sunday, this year Shavuos falls out on Sunday. We have no brera. We're not going to cancel Shavuos just because it happens to fall out on Sunday. But whenever it falls out on Shabbos and we bring the kabbonis on Sunday, so we tone it down a little bit. That's all.
If you want to make choyl a yomtiv, there should be some kind of simcha to be associated with avodas.
Okay.
You have to have some kind of kabbonis. The shuos is the only yomtiv. The hal is no kabbonis with man is there. Since the need of simcha and yomtiv with kabbonis, how can you possibly have simcha?
There should be sukkahs with kabbonis on the yomtiv.
Sukkahs is for the yomtiv at least. But shuos, you want to make your mei choyl, you want to make it into mei simcha. So you have to have some kind of carbonate to be.
So why don't you say that the theoretical chiyuv to bring kabbonis is enough? Why shouldn't that be sufficient? Unless you say there is no theoretical chiyuv, unless you hold loy kitcher losi lovoy, there is no chiyuv. There's nothing to discuss.
Simcha is b'achilas shlomo, b'achalto shlomo samachta.
That's the key of mamitzvah.
So you're going to eat theoretical kabbonis and be with samachta?
No, the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah is b'achilas b'hakrobis kabbonis, b'achilas kabbonis. But shouldn't you say that there's a chiyuv to bring the kabbonis? Let's say there was a chiyuv to bring kabbonis on Yontav and a person was negligent or whatever, he wasn't able to, and he was in prison, whatever, and they didn't let him free. So you say he doesn't have a chiyuv simcha. He had a chiyuv simcha, and he was an honest. He was unable to fulfill it. So that's a shaila. Where the bizman is there, should you say that there is a chiyuv to bring karbonis, but we are anus and we are physically prevented from doing it? Or do you say no? There's absolutely no chiyuv in the first place. They bring karbonis bizman is there. If there is a chiyuv, just we're anusim, then you should say bye to Shavuot. It's a 7 days. Why shouldn't it be a 7 day yontif? So lechora the machlokes hatanoim and the mishnah might cut where the Shavuot after the churban abayis. Is a 7 day yontif or a 1 day yontif? Lachar is this machlek? Is where the kitchen lasi lover and that? That's what it boils down to. So some who don't say tachnun for all 7 days, the other afilu in hilchas avelis the gemara says halacha devar make a bavel. So we go lekula, but the shaila is, do we only paskin like that because halacha devar make a bavel, or because we really hold like that? that Shavuos does not as still a 7-day Yom Tov. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, even though it's a 1-day Yom Tov, even though it's a, but the question is Shavuos a 7-day Yom Tov? Are there two reasons why Shavuos cancels Avelis? Because even a 1-day Yom Tov cancels, and not only that, Shavuos is a 7-day Yom Tov. It's the real McCoy, it's still a 7-day. Or they say no, Shavuos Bizman is Tak only a 1-day Yom Tov, and it cancels Avelis like Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So that's the Shaila. What about Tachnun? So many have the minig that we still treat Shavuos as a 7-day Yom Tov. It's mitzvah the Mimni Yom, mitzvah the Mimni Shavuos. Especially you say the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that the Shavuos Bizman is their Isa. So you're still counting Shavuos. It still is Nikva as a Yom Tov of 7 days.
What about Shmini Atzeres? Even it counts for 7 days. How do you have 7 days by Shmini Atzeres? Is it Bashlim?
Yeah. Didn't the Rav say that the Shmini Atzeres?
I mean, it's like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeah. Like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
It counts for 7 days also.
Yeah.
Didn't the Rav say by Shmini Atzeres that if it doesn't, there's no chol, it's not chol?
If there's no?
If there's no chol in between Sukkot and... And Shmini Atzeres, because there is no chol, so you can't say that it counts. Shmini Atzeres,
no break.
Why doesn't it break Shloshim? The Rishonim ask you, why if Shavuos breaks Shiva, why can't Shmini Atzeres break Shloshim? Let's say if someone was buried before Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah cancels Shiva, and Yom Kippur cancels Shloshim. If someone's buried before Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur cancels Shiva, and Sukkot cancels Shloshim. So why don't you say if someone's buried before Sukkot?
But the mission that he said does say it here.
No, but the Gemara says Shmini Atzeres does not cancel Shloshim. That's what the Rishonim is. But you still need a few more days later.
Yeah.
You see that Shmini Atzeres doesn't cancel Shloshim. So that's what the Rishonim is. Just like you can have one Yontav cancel Shiva and one Yontav cancel Shloshim, say that Sukkot cancels Shiva and Shmini Atzeres should cancel Shloshim. So they give explanations why. That's a crop. They give explanations why.
Do the Torah mention any place that
This is the Gemara's Mokar in Masechas Chagig. The Gemara says this is the Mokar from Sfira Saimer. Because Sfira Saimer is for the purpose of being Koveya Shavuos. That's the Gemara's Hanoche. The Gemara's Mechadish, the whole thing. Sfira Soimer is Kaveh Shavuos, and both Chalokim of Sfira Kaveh are different units of Shavuos. Shavuos is Nikva as a day and as a week. Doesn't say what? Yeah. That's another Shaila. Is it only a mitzvah on Bezna or not? So the two Girsas in the Sifro about that. Two Girsas. The Vilna Gaon corrected. Maybe the mitzvah of is only on Bezin. So I'm alone, that it's a mitzvah sayachid. It's not only a mitzvah sayrabbi. That's what others, right? Other Bishanim had the old gears in the Sifrei, the Sifro, that they're two different mitzvahs. One is on Bezin, one is on the yachid. Right? That's a chiddush, to say that they're two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is only on Bezin, one mitzvah is on yachidim. That's a chiddush. But the Pashtus Negemah, we don't have them. Shavuos Bayas always comes out on the 50th day. Yeah.
Let's say if it came out on the 51st day, that would be run in terms of counting. If you only count weeks,
yeah.
How do you get to the 51st day? In case you have an extra day.
Why would you have it?
Well, what do you mean you have an extra day? Shavuos always comes out on the 50th day. No, when the Torah was given originally, Har Sinai, it was 51 days after Pesach. The original Shavuos was, but then the Baruch Shalom gave us the mitzvah zecher to what happened then. It's not exactly 100% the zecher. It's Bayah Shavuos always the 50th day, even though Bizman Matan Torah, the original Matan Torah, was the 51st day after. Bayah is 50 days after.
How were they counting in those days?
They weren't mechuyev. No, they weren't mechuyev in Sfira Saimer. The Ran on the last daf quotes on Medrash, a fascinating Medrash, that Bnei Yisrael were told that the Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to lead up to Maimon HaSinai. So So just like sometimes people today are so eager to get married, Chasen Kala said they stop counting how many days they have to their Chasen. So Bnei Yisrael were counting how many days. Okay, is that Kasha? Is that good to Kasha? It's the Rishonim that's that Kasha. Yes, that Kasha.
Wasn't it because of Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, in other words, talking it was going to be 50th day, but Moshe Rabbeinu made a change. When the Rabbi Shalom says, say 3 days before,
yeah,
so Moshe Rabbeinu figured he got the command in the morning, he wants the 4 days, so he made the extra day. But because of that,
that's the explanation 15. Why it became 50 instead of 50. Okay, but no, he's asking, so how do they count Sfira Sayma then? So the Ron quotes the Medrash, they weren't Mukhiv in Sfira Sayma then. They counted on their own, at a veganist to ready get Kabbalah Satayra. And we, the Rabbani Shalom, was Mitzvah us to count Sfira Sayma as a Zecha to the historical count that they did on their own. That we should have a Chaviva Satayra like they had a Chaviva Satayra. That's why it's so strange. And Magen Avraham quotes in Medrash HaGemara that on the day of Kabbalah Satara, on the day that the Rabbani Shalom wanted to give the Torah, so they were sleeping in the morning. The Rabbani Shalom had to wake them up, so he caused it to rain.
That's what we have taken.
And the Magen Avraham quotes that that's why there's such a widespread meaning that people stay up all night as a kapara. We should get a kapara for the fact that our forefathers, on the day of Kabbalah Satara, they were sleeping through the night and they didn't wake up on time. So we have a kapara, we stay up all night. It's like a very strange. Very strange. Why did they oversleep in the morning? Yeah. I saw one of the Chassidish Rebbes writes in a sefer that that they knew that Kabbalah Satara is going to be like a Nevuah. So the Rambam writes that there was a basic distinction between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, four distinctions between the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu and that of Shar HaNevim. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisayda HaTorah these four distinctions. One of them was that Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is Kedab Yishar Re'eh upon him, like two people talking to each other. And you don't fall down, you don't collapse. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't faint. And the other Nevi'im were Neufel or Gluy in Oin, like Bilam, like all the others, they had the Nevuah Bachaloyim. That's why there's Malach HaDover Bi in Zechariah. He always has a Malach showing him in his vision, and he wakes up in the morning. It was all Bemara HaNevuah because they were sleeping. So the Bnei Yisrael thought, they're not going to have the Madregam, the worst Moshe Rabbeinu at Kabbalah Sater. They're going to be sleeping. So as a Hachana for Kabbalah Sater, they went to sleep. They wanted to go to sleep. What should they collapse? They should stand by Hasina, then fall down. They can break their head. So they decided they're going to sleep. So the Bnei Shalom said, no, everybody's going to be a Pchina of Moshe Rabbeinu today. Everybody's going to get it in Vua Kedabar Yisharia, upon him. So he woke them up. He woke everybody up.
It didn't work. The first two divus, they were fell
back. It was too much.
Why were they fighting?
They weren't prepared. They weren't. But the Rabbani Shalom said he couldn't take it, and then the Rabbani Shalom gave him back the neshamas. But
they were right the first time.
Okay. They were partially right. The Prima Gaudim discusses the issue that if people stay up all night, so he says that usually the older people stay up a little bit, and those a little younger stay up a little more. And then by the time it comes to Dama Shachris, you have very young people. So he says sometimes you have a minyan of such young people that you're not really sure if they're bar mitzvah or not. Because the din is that when a boy reaches 13, so just because he's 13 years old doesn't mean that he's bar mitzvah. The Gemara says you have to have Yud Gimel Shonim V'yay Mechot, and you have to have Shtei Cyrus. And we never check to see if the person has Shtei Cyrus. So the Gemara says in Nida that we have a Ruba Deleisa Kamon Yabach Hazaka. We call she Bolach Lal Shonim, Bolach Lal Simonim. We assume that whoever, if the girl is 12 or the boy is 13, the some of them have Shtei Shavis. So the Prima Gaudim writes on Hilchos Shavuos that we only rely on this Hazaka de Rabbi. That's Rabbi makes that memory in Nida, Perek Bo Simon. So he says we only rely on Hazaka de Rabbi, but again to Dinim de Rabbanan, to give the kid an Aliyah, to Mimitzar from Tuaminion, to Dam Farnomet, to Kriyas HaTorah. But taka for a din deraisa to chasman a get or to do chalitza, you have to be a godel. So then the Gemara says you don't rely on the chazaka to write it, to be a sefer to write a get. You don't rely on chazaka to write a sefer Torah. But the Kivega has a shuvah to make the ibud on the klaf. But the Kivega complains in his shuvahs that in his days the sofrim used to have assistants who were very young boys, just barely bar mitzvah, and they would do the ibud ha'or l'shma. So he says that it's not right. Ibur or Lishma is a din deraisa, and you have to be baidik b'simonim to make sure it's a godel. And if you don't know if he has shtei saris, you're not allowed. So the Prima Gaudim is ma'arer that even though usually for tefillah b'tzibur to make a minyan is only a din derabbanon, so you can follow zechan the hazaka derove, and whoever is 13 is from a hashtei saris, but he tainis on Shavuos, on Yontif, he tainis a tefillah b'tzibur is a din deraisa. And he says, because the Beis Yosef quotes a Ramban on Parashas Emor, a Mikra Kodesh, that in the Besiyos holds that that's lalacha, that like that Ramban. That even though the Ramban sheet in general is that tefillah b'chayim is lab deraisa, the Rambam has that tefillah once a day, every day is a din deraisa. The Ramban disagrees and he says no, only tefillah b'yesora, but tefillah b'tzibur and Shabbos and Yontif is deraisa. That's what the Ramban holds, because it says mikro kodesh. Mikro kodesh means like ela krui ho'eda, mikro ho'eda, to gather together. So Shabbos and Yontif is a day of mikro kodesh, a day of holy assemblage. And you have to have tefillah b'tzibur d'araisa. So the Pinugodim assumes that it means that you are mechuyev, even though you already dav ma'ariv tefillah b'tzibur. Everybody daven in shul tefillah b'tzibur ma'ariv. Somehow he assumes he's supposed to daven shachris also b'tzibur. And it's not enough that there's a second minyan, that the community has a tefillah b'tzibur, the second minyan, the regular time, 9 o'clock minyan. It's not enough. You have to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Achovis ha'yochid. That every yochid is mechuyev to daven tefillah b'tzibur m'deraisa, he says. So you should be bodik b'simonim, is Mari, you should be bodik b'simonim to make sure that the minyan on Yom Tov and on Shabbosim really has 10 gedolim. But you really have 10 gedolim. It's a chiddush. Then the Prima Gordon also talks about another issue, that people are so tired when it comes Shabbos morning. Yeah, they don't want to stay up so late to daven at the proper zman, to daven the Shemana Esrei after Hanetz Achama. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes when we started brachas in the beginning, so we discussed that. The Vasikin used to start davening shachris in such a way that they got the Kriya Shema right before Hanetz Achama, and then they said the Shema Esrei right after Hanetz Achama. So that's a Midas Chasidus of the Vasikin. Most people don't daven Vasikin. So just like most people don't daven Vasikin and they daven later, they begin davening after Hanetz Achama. Hanetz Achama now is at this 5:25 or so. Pretty early morning, 5:25. So most people start davening way after 5:25. So what if a person is not from the Vasik and he wants to zog up the whole davening before? He wants to say the whole Shemona Esrei before Hanetz Achama. So that's a machlekes achrenim. So the Prichodosh holds that gizuntahet, if you want to daven the whole davening before Hanetz Achama, it's okay. So you're not from the Vasik, it's permissible l'chatchila to daven before Hanetz Achama. Either Mishnah says in Megillah that you're not supposed to say Hallel before Hanetz Achama l'chatchila, you're not supposed to bench Esri before Hanetz Achama. Whenever you have a mitzvah, shezmana bayom, so l'chatchila you should wait to do it after Hanetz Achama, and b'dieved if you did it after Alos HaShachar, is yotza, but l'chatchila you should wait till after Hanetz Achama. So Rashi says, because you may make a mistake, if you allow him to do the mitzvah after Alos HaShachar, and it's pretty dark outside, so he may by mistake do the mitzvah before Alos HaShachar, and he won't even be Yetz B'dieved. So the Prichodesh says but that l'chatchila never applied to davening, because the davening, the zmanim of davening were always nisakin by the Tanoim Keneged, the Hakrovas HaKorbanis, and in the Beis HaMikdash they always brought the Talmud Shal Shachar every day before Hanetz Achama. It says on the Mishnah in Yuma, it says on the Mishnah in Tomid, that all year long, not only Yom Kippur, all year long, the Kohanim always brought
Reason,
so the Ramban and the Mochamis in the beginning of Bracha says Kohanim's reason is Ananda Maisa. The whole reason why there's a mitzvah shizmanet bayom should not be done before Hanetz Achama is because we're afraid that you may make a mistake and do it so early before Alois HaShachar, you won't be Yotze B'dieved. So Ramban says that Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash has reason is being supervised by the Beis Nagodol, so there's no chashash. But as far as us, we're davening shachris, not everybody such as Zoris, so we shouldn't allow anyone. That's how most of the poskim hold, that you don't allow a person to daven shachris l'chatchila. You should not daven shachris before Hanetz Achama. You should not daven shachris before. And the Pechodesh disagrees, and he says, no, it's permissible l'chatchila to daven shachris before Hanetz Achama, because after all the zmanei tefila were nisakin keneged the korbanis, and l'maisa the korbanis every day were off, for whatever reason, the korbanis were off before Hanetz Achama, so we can daven shachris before. So the Prichodosh, the Prima Godim in Hilchas Shavuos assumes of the Poshut, not like the Prichodosh. She assumes that L'chatchila it's not right to daven Shachris, Shmoneh Esrei Shachris before Hanetz Achama. So he says, how come on Shavuos everybody does it? Apparently his community do. So he says, well, they're so tired, they're so exhausted, so Shas HaTchak HaDiyeved Domi, and if it's a big Shas HaTchak, you're allowed to do L'chatchila, but normally he's only allowed B'dieved, and B'dieved, if you would daven Shmon Esri before Hanetz Achama, you would be Yotze. So this is a Shas HaTchak. So according to the way that Prima Godim says, so you can even daven, let's say, a Hipshit site before, you can even daven way before on Eitzacham in such a way that you'll not only have the Tefillah Belachish, you'll have the Chazaras Hashat before Han Eitzacham, and you'll have even Hallel also before Han Eitzacham. And others disagree and they say no, that to have the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, the Tefillah Belachish with the Chazaras Hashat before Han Eitzacham, that's okay following the Pichodesh. You can follow the Pichodesh, also you're always permitted to daven Shachris before Han Eitzacham, because in the Beis HaMikdash they always brought. But Hallel not. What do you mean Shas HaTchak? Go to sleep and daven with the second minyan. What's your Shas HaTchak? Go home after Shachris, say Kaddish Diskabel, and go home, make Kiddush and eat, and go to sleep, take a nap, and then come back and say Hallel later. Who tells you to say Hallel before Han Eitzacham? So that's a shayla. In different shuls, they have different practices. In yeshiva, they were always makbid not to daven Shachris before Han Eitzacham. They were always makbid on Shavuot, to daven Vasikin. Whoever doesn't want to stay up so late, so don't stay up, so go to sleep. Who tells you to daven, to daven Shachris wrong?
Yeah. In Beis HaMikdash, the Hallel, was it not said at the time of the Korbanos?
It says that the Korban Pesach is Ton Hallel Basiyosa. Korban Pesach, the Levim had to recite Hallel while the Kohanim were bringing the Korban Pesach. But it doesn't say that they said Hallel by other Korbanos. The Shir Shal Yoyim was recited when they did the Nisach HaYayim. When they did the Nisach HaYayin in conjunction with the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Musaf and the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, so the Levim would recite Shira, the Shas, the Kohanim would be pouring the wine. But not the Hallel, that I don't remember that. I don't think they said Hallel, the Shas, Shar HaKrovas HaKabonis, I don't think so.
Didn't Shir Shal Yoyim perform Hallel and Sheva?
Yeah, different. Some of them are Tfilas, some of the Shir Shal Yoyim are Tfilas, some of them are Hallel. Before David HaMelech composed Tilim, yeah, Mishkan Shiloh. Yeah, so the Medrash, the Tanu B'Eliyahu says they said what we say Hoidu, what we say after Baruch Shem, and they said another, other Prokeh, other Prokeh, Hoidu. What do you mean, Mizrach Shemesh? That's how you know that Hallel should be recited by Yom, but not by Laila. Yeah, the Gemara Megillah says, how do you know that Hallel must be recited dafka by Yom, not by Laila, because it says Mizrach Shemesh ad Mevoy Mehol Hashem Hashem. You have to recite the Hallel sometime between Zricha and Shkia. Because the Mishnah says L'chatchila, it's not proper.
Pesach.
That's another. That's a different thing. That's the Masech HaSarfim says that that's the exception to the rule. That normally you only recite Hallel by Yom, with the exception of the one night or the two nights of Pesach. What's Lawrence, right? It's a question. Why is that an exception to the rule? There are more rights, yeah. No, this is unrelated. I wanted to talk about
it. You said that Pesach Sheni is 30 days after Pesach Rishon.
A month after,
so
yeah.
Why does the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah say that they send out Shluchim on Pesach Sheni?
No, no, it's not 30 days. It's a month after, depending whether Nissan had 29 days or 30 days. Month after is going to be Yud Dalet of the next month. Yud Dalet year. But it's not Yud Dalet year calendarically. It's only Yud Dalet year, provided there was Hakrovas Pesach Rishon HaDei Roi Vatzibur. So month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon HaDei Roi Vatzibur. The Ramon Hilchos Shavuos writes a minig that on Shavuos he had milchiks. So there are many different reasons given. So the Ramo writes that the reason is Zechel Ishtei Alechem, that on Shavuos we have in the Chumash two parshias of Hakrovas Karbonis. You have the parsha of Pinchas, we have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and all the Yomim Tov and Chol HaMoed, all the various Tminim and Musafim are listed off. The Kedushas Hayom is Mechayev and Musafim. And in addition to the Musafim of Shavuos, Musafim of Shavuos is the same as the Musafim of Pesach. You have Oilus and you have Chatos, all the regular Musafim. In addition to those Musafim which are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, you have also in Parshas Hamor the carbon of the Shtei Alechem. That normally, whenever you bring a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be dafke matzah, lo siyafu chametz, with the exception of carbon reishis takrivosam, with the exception of the Shtei Alechem. That the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos had to be dafke made from chametz. That was the exception to the rule. Shtei Alechem had to be made from chametz, and in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem, the Torah required additional korbanos. You have to bring the kipsi atzeres, the two shalmei tzibur, and you have to bring a soyer lechatos. You have to bring a soyer lechatos. So the Ramo says, as a zecher to the shtei alechem, which were brought on Shavuos, and the Kohanim ate it on Shavuos, so on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have lechem mishnah zecher lamon. So the Ramo assumes, but you don't have to eat the lechem mishnah, you just say hamaitzi and you cut one of them. The Rambam assumes that you don't have to cut both. But on Shavuos, we want to cut both and eat both to have a zeichah to the shtei alechem. So the Rambam says that's the reason why we have milchiks on Shavuos. He says you have to have milchiks and fleishiks, not stam to have milchiks. Others say the meaning is you have milchiks. The Rambam says no, the meaning is to have milchiks and fleishiks, because bizmana Rambam, they used to eat the milchiks and the fleishiks with their fingers. They didn't have forks and knives like we have. So they used to eat with their fingers. It's a very recent invention to have silverware to eat the. Eat with the instruments. So the din is in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is eating milchiks and his fingers are all full of cheese and milk and he's touching the challah, so you're not permitted to use the leftover challah to eat fleishiks. If a person is eating fleishiks and his fingers are full of fleish, schmaltz, and he's touching the challah, so you're not allowed to use the leftover challah to have it milchiks. Bizman is everything is different. You don't touch anything with your fingers. And maybe all these things don't apply. But you shouldn't use the leftover challah with the opposite. But Bizmana Ramah, years ago, that was a din. You're not permitted to eat the leftover. So the Ramah says, in order to force the people to have to eat both challahs, to have a zeichel el shtei alechem that were eaten today, so you insist that on Shavuos, everybody should have both milchiks and fleishiks. So if you're going to have first the fleishiks, then you have to wait 6 hours to have the milchiks. You can't do that. So first you have milchiks, and then you have the fleishiks. So then the leftover challah, you can't eat from the milchiks, you can't eat for the next meal, so you have to have the other challah. So you're gonna that's just a method of forcing the person to eat both challahs, that's all. In order to have a zecha.
You have to do it by each meal or once, or by one meal?
So that's a shaila, what was the minhag? So the days of the Ramot would appear that the minhag was that they had milchiks, and then they would wash their fingers off, then they would have fleishiks in the same suda. It's Gevara Ashayla that in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov, the Beis Yosef quotes a Zohar that you're not permitted, this doesn't say in the Gemara, the Zohar says you're not permitted to have fleishiks and milchiks, not b'shaita chodo and not b'suda sechodata. You're not permitted to have fleishiks and milchiks in either order, in the same within 1 hour. You have to wait an hour in between, whether you have fleishiks first or milchiks first, you have to wait an hour, and you shouldn't have it in one meal. You have to bench and then start a new meal. And in halacha and nigla, we don't have such a thing. So that's a shaila. If the person, let's say, washed on Shavuos and he has milchiks, and then he wants to have a drink and clean his mouth out, and he wants to wash off his fingers, and he wants to have fleishiks in the same meal, so al pi nigla, it's mutter. And al pi zohar, you're not allowed to. You have to bench and wait an hour in between. So is that called gorim bracha shein etzvicha na? To bench and to wash and to say hamaitzi? All because of nachamal benchin? Oh, so that's a shaila. Is that a gorim bracha shein etzvicha not?
How do we say?
If al pi nigla it's mutter. So are you permitted to be choishish for the Zohar or not? So the Malamed Lohel has a tshuva about that. Maybe that's called gorim bracha shein etzvicha because al pi aloch is strictly speaking is mutter. So that's why many recommend that you should have a long half sok in between. You should have milchiks and then go for a walk or take a nap or do some real hapsokin. So that's already not gorim brachos shein etzvichin. If you're just going to have a slight pause in between, you're just going to bench and then right away wash, have a 5 minute hapsokin, that's a shalif in gorim brachos shein etzvichin.
Isn't there a shalif about benching? Who benches? The one who eats milchiks and the one who eats fleishiks?
If you add people together, some had fleishiks, some had milchiks.
So you see, they eat by one table, they have milchiks and fleishiks.
No, that's takadin. You're not allowed to have different people. Not allowed to have fleishiks and milchiks at the same table, unless you have different tablecloths.
They have different cloths.
Or you have
and then
a different
they bench
place.
Together.
Yeah, and then Tyson talks about benching together. Which one should bench mizuma? Right. Right, that's a different time, right? Other Mefarshim give a different time. Why they had milchiks? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and he told them the good news that they need shechita, so all the flesh they had was treif, it was all the vela. So that on Shavuos, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, they had to eat milchiks. Because they just found out that all the flesh was treif. Yeah, all the flesh was in there.
Some people wash right away, in other words, on the Shavuos. You have the same question.
That's on the Shavuos. No, you take a walk.
The two challahs to be eaten by each meal, you have to use two challahs by each meal? Listen, at night and the daytime? Or just one?
No, the Ramah says that the meaning is to eat the both challahs.
Yeah, but when? Both at night and in daytime? Or once?
During Yontav in the daytime. During Yontav in the daytime, yeah. During Yontav in the daytime.
Both?
both challahs?
Yeah. Ramos says you should eat both challahs in the daytime of Shavuos as a zecher to the shtei alechem that they had bisman hamikdash. The way to force us to eat both challahs is to insist on having both milchiks and flesh. And then during the day. And then the shaila is, if you're going to have both milchiks and flesh, do you have to wait an hour in between? Do you have to wash? Do you have to bench and wash in between? That's a shaila. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. Some say that the reason why, some Achraim said, the reason why we have milchiks and shavuos is as a zecher that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, one of the first things he told them was that they're not allowed to eat any of the flesh that they have. It's all nevela. It wasn't a shaila.
It was
a bechala. That's another time. There are many different times. I think there's six different times why the meaning is to eat milchiks and shavuos. Different time. In Shulchan Aruch it says though that on Shabbos you have to have lecha mishnah by every suda. It says even if you have four sudas or five sudas on Shabbos, you have to have lecha mishnah every suda. Yeah. The Kaf HaChaim in Hilchos Basa B'Challah points out, he claims that we do hold like this Zohar, at least the Zohar about waiting 1 hour. He says that we all know that the meaning is you have to wait 6 hours. The meaning by most people is you wait 6 hours between Fleishiks and Milchiks. So he says if you look in the Gemara, it's pretty obvious that that's only a minik. That's not really a din. It's not a din deraisa. A din deraisa only is that if the flesh and the milk were cooked together. So it's clearly not a din deraisa. It's not even a din derabbanan. It's only a minik. So the Kaf HaChaim says that to wait 6 hours is only a minik. But to wait 1 hour between fleshiks and milchiks, at least if you have fleshiks first, then you have milchiks later, he says to wait 1 hour, that's really a din derabbanan. The mind of kimine, whether it's a din derabbanan or it's a minik, to wait 1 hour is a real din. To wait 6 hours is a din de rabban, is a minute. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, based on Achsam Sofer, based on other Achaim, Schafta Nafkemina, let's say a person doesn't feel well. A person, let's say, has a condition, and he's required to have, some people have ulcers and have to drink milk a lot. So let's say the person had flesh, and he's going to tell him he has to wait 6 hours, it'll be a chayla. So that's Beferish, he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. If you come a chayla, if he is already, or if he'll become a chashash, he'll become a choyle, shemus takana, he'll become so sick that he won't be able to function normally. So for sure, you don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait 1 hour. If it's a chashash of choyle, shemus takana, you don't even have to wait 1 hour. But what if it's not a chashash? Choyle, shemus takana, the definition of choyle, shemus takana means a person who has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. So let's say he's going to get so sick, he's going to be throwing up, he's going to faint, or whatever. So then he doesn't have to wait 1 hour. But what if he has a condition? He'll have a bellyache. If he'll drink, have a little pain. If he'll drink warm milk or whatever, so he won't have the pain. So he's not even a chayla shemus hakana. That's called a bari with a mechesh ba'alma. So what would be the din? So there, the Kaf HaChaim quotes in Achsam Sofer and other achayim, that there, you have to wait 1 hour, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. Whenever it's only a minig that you want to violate, namely that you don't want to wait 6 hours between fleshiks and milchiks, as long as there's a ktsas mechesh balmo, so you're mekel already. But in order to be mekel, I'm waiting the 1 hour is a real din derabbanan, that's what it says in the Zohar, at least to wait between fleshiks and milchiks. To wait between milchiks and fleshiks, that's already, the Achronim say that the Zohar holds that that's medina, it's a din derabbanan, and then psalpi nigla, we don't have it. But to wait first fleshiks and then milchiks, to wait 1 hour, so then many poskim assume that we do accept from the Zohar, that's a real din derabbanan. So to be mata that, to be permitted to have milchiks within 1 hour after having fleshiks, that's not enough stam if he has a galata mechesh balma. For that, you have to be a choyle she'en bo sakon. At least it should be such a condition that really prevents him from ability to function normally.
But the Dutch only wait 1 hour.
No? Okay. Huh? I mean, so they follow the Zohar. The Zohar says you only have to wait 1 hour, and the Gemara is minik to wait 6 hours on Midas Chasid. So they never accepted that. They never accepted that meaning. The Gemara points out that the Kipsa Yatzeris, the special Shlomim, the Shalmei Tzibah that were brought in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem, again, there were two sets of Karbonis on Shavuos. There was the set of Karbonis that appears in Parshas Pinchas, And then the set of that's the musafim, like every yontif, every chalamite, every rosh chodesh are being musafim. And then the set of korbanos that's mentioned in Parshas Emor that comes in conjunction, that's bo biglal lechem, the Mishnah says, that has to do with the shtei lechem. Has nothing to do with the it's not from the musafi hayayim. So in conjunction with the shtei lechem, they used to bring one soyer lachatos. There was one soyer lachatos on Shavuos. There were two seirei chatos. There was one soyer lachatos. That was the korban musaf. Like on every yontif, there was soyer echad lachatos. And on Shavuos, in addition to that, there was the soyer that was brought in conjunction with the shtei lechem. And then also in conjunction with the shtei lechem was the kibsi atzeres. So the Mishnah is pointing out Azel Mekoyman that the kibsi atzeres, the shalmei tzibur that were brought on Shavuos, are different from all other shlamim. Every other carbon, let's say you have a chatas ayachin, you have a chatas atzibur. You have an oilas ayachin, you have an oilas atzibur. You have a minchas ayachin, I bring a carbon minchin, and the tzibur brings a carbon minchin. It's the exact same carbon, except that the only question is who pays for it. A carbon yachid, I pay for it, and a carbon tzibur is brought from the machta shekel money. The shalmei, the shlamim, a yachid brings a shlamim, and a tzibur brings a shlamim, is in ganzen a different carbon. A shalmei yachid, a private man brings a shlamim, is a kachim kalim. When the tzibur brings the shalmei tzibur, zivche shalmei tzibur is a kachim kachim. It says beferish and ezel mekayim. Zivche shalmei tzibur v'ashamayis, ishchitasim atzofim, kibulam v'chisharis batzofim, has a din of kachim kachim. That's why the Mishnah says in Shkolim that there's me'ila in machtas ha-shekel money. Because the machtas ha-shekel money that everybody would donate for the purpose of purchasing korbanos tzibur was only used for kachim kachim. Because the Mishnah says in Tmure the tzibur never brings a kachim kalim. Kol korbanos ha-tzibur, that's the name of the perek in Tmure. Kol korbanos ha-tzibur is always kachim kachim. You have on Shavuos the shlamim. So the Mishnah, the Tanoim had a tradition like that. They never really proved it from a pasuk so much. They had a tradition that Zivche Shalmei Tzibur is a Kachi Kachim, because all the Karbanos HaTzibur were Kachi Kachim. So that's why there's always Me'ile in Machtza Shekel money. If any of the Machtza Shekel money would ever be used for the purpose of bringing Kachim Kalim, then there never would be Me'ile in any Machtza Shekel money, because maybe that money is Me'ua to bring the, maybe it's going to be used for Kachim Kalim. Like you have the Mishnah says in Nazir, that if the Nazir sets aside money to bring his Karbanos, so if he sets aside $100 for this carbon, $100 for that carbon, and this is a shlamim and that's a chatas, so this money has mila, that money has no mila. But if it sets aside most stumim, as opposed to most mufroshim, he doesn't put aside $100 for the chatas and $100 for the shlamim. He puts aside $200 to bring all the carbonis that he needs. That's what the Mishnah calls most stumim. So then the Mishnah says that there's no din mila on anything, because you don't know which money is going to go for what. So why not treat machtza shekel money as a stumim?
So why don't you?
The chumra, why don't you go to chumra?
No, the only time there's mila is if it's kachi Hashem, kachi maham yichadim Hashem. If you know klor that it's going to be used. So how come they had a tradition that there's mila on machtza shekel money? So the Mishnah says in Tmura, because kol korbanos ha-tzibur is kachi kachim. But you have the shlamim on Shavuos. The answer is no. Shalmi tzibur is kachi kachim. It's not kachim kachim. It's a special din. That's a shayla. That the chatos, the soyer lachatos, that was brought in conjunction with the shtei alechem. That's a shaila. What you have to mention that when you daven the musaf on yomim tovim. So in the regular, in the Rambam doesn't have that. You have to mention that in the nusach hatfila. He just mentioned
one line.
Shom na'alef anachas kabbanas chavsin safin filchasam. And then he said yom kippur mahar krivchem. He just mentioned. And then he said minchasam this came meduber. And then he said v'sar echel lachatos. That's all. He just mentioned the musafim. You don't mention any of the korbanos that are boim. You don't mention the shtei lechem. You don't mention any of the korbanos that are. You don't mention the zivche shalmei tzibur. You don't mention the soyer lachatos that comes in conjunction with it. So that was the chiddush of the Baal HaTanya. And the siddur of the Baal HaTanya had to eingeführt that you should mention shnei siddurim lachaper. On Shavuos, the other, the zivche shalmei tzibur, there's no need to mention, because the ikir vortam and the shalma forms sasenu. Taisus and Megillah says the Iker Neshama forms Hosseinu really goes on the Chatos that a boy is lechapara. So on Shabbos we also say in the Shmon Esri we mention the Karbonis, but there's no Chatos on Shabbos. So Taisus says the Iker Neshama forms Hosseinu only applies to Yamim Tovim and Rosh Chodeshim and Chalamoy when you bring a Chatos also. So that's what the Baal HaTanya held, that on Shavuos, even though we don't have to mention the karbonos that are boim b'klal alechem, but the chatas that's bo b'klal alechem, we should mention, because that's the ikar vort of neshama form sasenu, is to get a kapore, even though we don't bring the karbonos, to get the kapore by mentioning those karbonos. So at least we should mention that karbon the korban chatas that was bovah gelal lechem. And our minig is based on the Rambam that we don't say that. That the whole purpose in the Shalman form Sosein was mainly for mentioning the tminim and musafim. The shteil lechem we don't mention in the davening, and we don't mention the korbanos that are bovah gelal lechem. So most people don't have that minig to mention the shnei sirim lechem. And Shavuos, the minig is that we read Megillas Rus. So most communities, they don't say Bracha Megillas Rus. Everybody assumes that it's a minig, it's not a real din. And a shayla, what they say, Bracha a minig or not. It's a shayla, what they say, Bracha a minig. The Vilna Goyen insisted that you should read Rus from a klaf, and you should say two brachas before. You have to say the Bracha Sheikh Shanghan Sosvanu al Mikra Megillah, Birchas al Mitzvah, and you have to say Sheikh Yonu. How did he know that? Why do you say Shachyanu? That's like you say Shachyanu on Mikra Megillah, on Purim, and on Hadlokas Neros Chanukah, and Mitzvah Bom is Man Lizman. Hanachas Tefillin and Tzitzis you do every day, so that you don't say Shachyanu. But a Mitzvah which is Bom is Man Lizman, you haven't fulfilled the Mitzvah in a long time, so there's a Simcha in conjunction with the Mitzvah, so you say Shachyanu. So how did the Goy know that there's such a Mitzvah? Maybe the whole thing is only a Minig. It's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. It's mentioned in Masech HaSofim. No, maybe it's mentioned in Masech HaSofim as a minig. Who says that the Masech HaSofim is mentioning a din? So the Goyin holds that the Raya is from the fact that you say Brocha. That the Masech HaSofim says when you lay Megillas, the Megillas you say Brocha on it. So that was his Raya that it's a real mitzvah with the Rabbanon. So just like it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon to read the Megillas Esther on Purim, so also it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon to read all the other Megillas on Tisha B'Av when you read Eicha. We leave out Shachyon because we're not happy. That's why you leave out Shachyon. But on the other Yom Tov, when you read Kohelus and you read Rus and Shirashirim,
so then when you read Megillah,
the Goyen holds you say Bracha Mikra Megillah. Yeah, you read from a klaf and you say Bracha. You just leave out Shachyon because you're not so thrilled. It's based on Avelus. And the other three Megillas is a Takonim the Rabbanim. So you read with a Bracha and you say Shachyon. So others dingzach with the Gro, and they hold that his Raya from the Masech HaSofim. That is a mitzvah from the Rabbanon is not such a good right. Could be that it's only a minig. And in a minig habam is man lizman, you don't find that you say shachyona. The only time you say shachyona is if you have a mitzvah habam is man lizman. A minig habam is man lizman is not shachyona. I, if it's only a minig, why do you say a bracha? So the Rabbi Natam already said, why? The Rabbi Natam already said in the Tosfos and Brachos, you dial that if we had it. The Gemara says in the end of Tainus that the reciting of Chatzi Halal Amar Shchodesh is only a minig. The Gemara says in Erechen, why Mikredin? In Erechen Dafyud, the Gemara explains why you don't say Halal on Hashchodesh. So that's why we don't say Gans Halal. So the Gemara says in the end of Tainus that Rav Iklal Bavel, when Rav learned by Rav Yudan Nasi, then he came to Bavel, and he was davening in Shul, and he started saying Halal, Sovel Apsikinu, he's going to tell him that they shouldn't say. And then they were Medalge Delugi, they were leaving out, so he realized Minig Abba Sei Meidem, it's only a Minig. So it's clear from the Gemara that the reciting of Chatzi Halal on Hashchodesh is only a Minig. So Tosfos has the Machlokes, but the Rambam, do you recite a bracha or not on Mikra Megillah? So the Rabbi Natam says that you do. So there are two reasons given by Tosfos. So one reason is that a minig is binding. A minig is, the Gemara says that there's loisachim of the Rabbanon on a minig. You're mechuyev to observe the minig. So you can say vitzivanu because the minig is binding with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in the Dorim, after Zvav and Aleph, that a minig is binding with the Rabbanon. It's not binding with the Torah. It's a minig bitam there, there is a din with the Rabbanon. So that's one hesber that Tosfos says, that you can recite a brocha on reciting Chatzli Halal Mashchairish because it's a minig, and a minig is binding also. Then Tosfos quotes that Rabbeinu Tam gives another hesber why. It could be that you say a brocha on reciting Chatzli Halal Mashchairish not because you're mechuyev to say it. If you're mechuyev, then let's say you want to start a minig now. Let's say Aveta Yom Atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim. You decide that the Rabbanim decide they want to say Halal, Chatzi Halal, whatever. Can you say a bracha right away? It didn't become binding yet the first year. What do you mean it became a minig? A minig is binding. We just decided we want to institute the minig. So the first couple of years you can't say a bracha. It's not binding yet. It has to catch on. You have to say that it becomes binding mitam minig. So the Rabbi Natam says, V'yod Yeshleimer, he says, no, Li'olim, you can say a bracha and chatzi hal, even if it weren't binding. Even if you would hold a minig is not mitam neder, there is no such thing that a minig is binding with the Rabbanim mitam neder. You can always recite a bracha on Kriyas Tehillim, and Kriyas Psukim. It's like a Kriyas HaTorah. When you learn Kriyas HaTorah, there's a takanah with Rabbanim, you have to say a bracha. So even if you're not mechuyev, let's say, to say chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh, but lemaisa, if you're saying the chatzi halal, so it's nitvas in a bracha, so you're permitted to say on kriyas ksuvah. So that's what some gedolim tain against the Gra. How did the Goyim know that his shita, that you mechuyev to lay megillas rus on Shavuos? That it's a real takana de rabbanon, and therefore it's treated as a mitzvah, bom is malazan, and therefore you have to say shachyonu, except for megillas secha on Tisha B'Av. How do you know? Because the Megillas, because the Masech HaSofim says you have to say a bracha and a kriya. So that, just because you say a bracha, doesn't prove anything. Could be li'oilam, it's only a minig. And the reason why you say a bracha is like the Rabbi Natam said, that it's a bracha like on Chatzi Hal, not because it's binding. Even if it's not binding at all, kriyas psukim, kriyas ksuvim b'tzibur, you say a bracha. Once you're reading, you say a bracha. But in order to say Shachyanu, for that, Lachara has to be a chiyuv habom izman izman. Just a minig habom izman izman, possibly not. So that's why all these things with the Gra, that even if you're laning from a klaf, maybe you should only say the bracha on mikra megillah, but you should leave out the Shachyanu. That's a big machlokes. I remember in the yeshiva, they always used to lane shirashirim and so on, but they never lane from the klaf, they never said a bracha. Until one year, Rav Moshe Herschel is a Chama Baruch, he passed away last year, I think. So he was in the war of Muhammad, the year of Muhammad Sheshet Hayamim. He was in Yeshiva University that year. So on Chalamot, Shabbos Chalamot Pesach, so he said, no, who's going to read the Shira Shirim from a klaf? So he said, well, we never learn from a klaf. So he's never learned from a klaf. Got to learn, got to say the brachas. So he said, what say the brachas? So he said, I'll say the brachas. He came from Yishlam, he says, I'll say the brachas. So he learned. He said the bracha. So from that time on, I've been angry for it that they say they lay in for, if you have someone to prepare on a klaf, so someone lays the Megillah and they say the bracha. Yeah. So that's the shaila. Others dings look with the Gra. Others hold that it's not right that to say the bracha on mikra Megillah does state masecha sefer that you say, but to say the bracha shechianu.
What has to be such an earth-shattering thing? I buy a new suit.
That's a takana in the Gemara. They're stating more. The tanoim were mesakim.
A lighting candle
on the
day.
And then there's a simcha and a mitzvah. Bom is man as man. There's also takana to say shachyan. But when there's no takana, so you don't say shachyan. The Gemara says shachyan is a rishus. The Gemara says an erev in daf men. Shachyan is a rishus. It does mean whenever you're in a good mood, you can say shachyan. No, whenever a guy gets an increase. No, the Gemara says when haroya pre chodosh says shachyan, you buy a new suit. Then it's optional. If you don't want to, if you're not so excited, don't say Shekhinah. But you can say, whenever you're in a happy mood, you decide you want to say Shekhinah. Labor Day, you're going to say Shekhinah. Memorial Day, you have off, you're going to say Shekhinah. Whatever. Yeah, whenever you have a day off, you say Shekhinah. No. Whenever there's a din, you have to say Shekhinah, then it's optional. Except the Gemara says, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, then it's a chiyuv. Then it's not optional. But it doesn't mean that it's a reshus in the sense that whenever you want. Right, that's what the Gemara says, that that's optional. That's a rishus. When he sees the pre-chodosh, not that he hasn't eaten, no, yeah. That he hasn't seen around.
No, the whole year.
Hasn't
new
seen
food,
around, yeah. Right, right. Right. So then the Gemara says that he says shachim, right. There is a minig that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Masas Bin Yamin, that on Leil Shavuos, when you go home to say Kiddush, you don't say Kiddush till after Tzeis HaKachom. Others have a minig that you don't dav Ma'ariv in Shul. Different versions of the minig. You don't begin to dav Ma'ariv in Shul until after Tzeis HaKachom. So the Achrayim have two different reasons. The Rishonim, you don't have this at all. The Achrayim have two different reasons. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Masas Bin Yamin that it's because of Tamimas. That it says, Sheva Shabbos has Tamimas Tiyana. Tamimas means that Shavuos is only nikva after the Gemar of all 49 days. Yeah. Some wanted to say that Pshat and Tamimas goes on each and every individual day. That not only does the Masas Bin Yamin mean that you can't daven Ma'ariv early, or you can't say Kiddush early on Leil Shavuos. Every Shabbos you can't say Kiddush early in the middle of Sfira Seimer, because you're taking away from the day before. You're taking away from the day before. And others say no, that it didn't mean that it's a din on each and every day of Sfira Seimer. So the Masas Bin Yamin understood to me was that the full unit of 49 days, the Shleimuson, after they're completed, then Shavuos begins.
So you couldn't have Maras during the 49 days earlier?
Any night, yeah. That's how Rab Chaim Berlin, that's how Rab Chaim Berlin, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes a Tshuva there. He quotes a Sefer, the Rab Chaim Berlin, Gezakta Zayab Shah. that even on Leil Shavuot, that one might have thought Masif Mechoel Al HaKodesh, you want to make Tosef as Yontov, so even then you're not allowed. And Koshken, in the middle of the other 49 days of Svira, that you're not allowed to have Ma'ariv early because you're hacking up from the day before and you're taking away from the Tzmimis of every day. So the Minig Olam is not so. Minig Olam is that we understand the Masis Binyam, that he only meant Leil Shavuot not. That he didn't say a din and tamimis each and every individual day should be. He meant the whole 49 days
b'shlemus. That would make sense when it's Shabbos, you can't be doing Masif like this week here.
Right, that you shouldn't daven Shabbos early. Right, so the meaning is not so. The meaning is not so that we do daven Shabbos, only Leil Shavuos not. That's the Shaila. What did the Masis Binyamin mean to say? That there's no Tosefes Yontif, or he just said on Kiddush? That you should wait to say Kiddush later. Many have the minigits that the Kpeda is only on Kiddush at home and there's no Kpeda on davening Ma'ariv. In the Achrayim they have two different minhagim on that. So on this minig of the Masis Binyamin Bemis, the Gemara doesn't say a word about that. The Gemara says in Gansan a different word on Tmimis. The Gemara darshins out the word Tmimis a different thing, that the Sphira Samir should be Balayla as opposed to Bayom. That you'd have as much of the day included in the Sphira as possible. So if you're going to count Sphira in the morning after Shachar, so you only have 12 hours included. You should count at night, so you'll have 24 hours. In fact, Taisa says you should count as early as possible at night. If possible, if you can go, let's say, to 9:30 minyan, or 10:30 minyan, or 11:30 minyan, so you should count Sphira at the 9:30 minyan as early as possible. You shouldn't wait till later to have as much of the day included in the Sphira as possible. Taisa even says that Bizman Azeh, that Sphira Soimer is Lav Deraisa, it's only the Rabbanon. So the din is if a person who can't pay Nashmashes, he would say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula, he would be Yotze. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa recommends L'chatchila, you should count Ben Hashmoshes in order to have the full 24 hours included. If you're going to wait to tell Sveir, we always wait to tell Sveir till Nacht, till Taisa Kacham every night. So Taisa says, no, so you're missing a couple of minutes from the 24 hours. They recommend L'chatchila. That's the Taisa in Menachos Daf Samach Vav. They recommend L'chatchila to tell Sveir B'davke every night, Ben Hashmoshes, in order to have a full 24 hours of Rishon Tamimis. So they don't hold from the no problem, you're not taking away from anything. Taisa is not worried about taking away, but they're worried about including in the future. So we don't paskin like that, Taisa, and Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Ran on the last daf in Psochim, on the Rif. So the Ran argues with Taisa, and he says, what do you mean? There's a din of Sveka the Rabbanu Lekul if he got stuck. Bishas HaTchak if he got stuck, but L'chatchila to Mimachnis himself to a Sveka the Rabbanu Lekul. To count Sphira Ben Hashmoshes L'chatchila, is Zichem not right? So our practice is that we wait to tell Sphira, even though Sphira is only the Rabbanon, but we wait to tell Sphira till after Tzeisa Kachon. So the Achrayim point out in Etziv, in his Biur on Chumash, on Parshas Emor, and others point out that Rav Shloimeh Levilna had a different explanation for the Minig Olam. Kila, the Minig always was, to wait for Leil Shavuos, to wait to say Kiddush till Tzeis HaKechavim, as if the Masis Binyamin was giving an explanation for the Minig based on Tamimois, and Rav Shlomo Levilna said, no, he has a better explanation. What's the explanation for the Minig? Not that the Masis Binyamin was the originator of the Minig, somehow they assumed this Minig was floating around. Masis Binyamin was guessing a Tam, and Rav Shlomo Levilna has a better Tam. So he says the Tam, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, that it says, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak, in the fourth parak, that Mikra Kodesh means the mitzvah to recite Kiddush. How do you know it's a mitzvah to say Kiddush on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekachoy, Zacharehu Alayayin Lahazikir. How do you know it's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says in the last parak in Rosh Hashanah that it says, Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. The Gemara understands Mikra Kodesh to recite. To recite something about Kedusha Sayyam. So since the Pasuk says across him be'etzem hayom hazeh, only on Shavuos it says it. It doesn't say it by the other days. It says be'etzem hayom hazeh. The Gemara says etzem refers to itzum mishal yom, to the exclusion of Tosefes. Because the Gemara says that one who eats on Yom Kippur is chayv kores only on Yom Kippur, only if he eats on Yom Kippur. What if he eats during this month of Tosefes? If he was Moisif and he's then the Gemara says, it's not Chayv Kores. It's Ivra and Iser, but he's not Chayv Kores. The Gemara learns it out because it says, Be'etzem Ayam. Etzem means the Etzem day itself to the exclusion of Tosefes. So since here by Shavuos only, that's what Rav Shlomo Levilna pointed out, by Shavuos only it says, across the Be'etzem Ayam is a Mikro Kodesh Yalachem. So it sounds like the Kiddush should be recited only on Yitzum Mishal Yom. Why? He doesn't explain why. He just says, Apostle. Shlomo Levilna has a lot of things like that, where he takes dinim that the Gemara has, and he shows a suggestion as to where the Mokka may have been in the Chumash. He says he puts together the style of drushes that the Tanoim had, and he says, here, it seems to be over here, that the Kiddush has to be recited Dafka Nitzum Meshoyim. Anyway, that's the meaning in most places, that the way to recite Kiddush on Leil Shavu is Dafka to Seis Chomer. Many people have the meaning Dafka to Dav Marv also after Seis HaKachom. The different minhagim, whether there's a kpeda on Kiddush in Shul, a dafka on Kiddush at home. Three different minhagim, whether the kpeda is on Wall of Ma'ariv, whether the kpeda is not on Ma'ariv at all, but in Kiddush, or the kpeda is only on Kiddush at home. Achranim have the three different minhagim. Each community should find out what its meaning is. And the second night Shavuos, there's a machlokes achrona whether the kpeda applies or not of waiting till Seis HaKachom. So the prima gadim is mekel against the Knesset Agdav. He says we don't sell svir. He says the whole marker is tmimois. So he says we don't, for whatever reason, like I said, for whatever reason, we don't sell svir as sveka d'yoma. And the second night there's no problem of tmimus. And the Knesset Agdala held no, that whatever you do the first night you should do on the second night. So the second night also you should be makbedavka to daven or to say kiddush, whatever, after Tzeis Kacham. So the meaning in most places is not so, not like the Knesset Agdala. Most people follow the prima gadim.
If you have a problem also, you don't want the women to cook or too early, or light candles too early.
That's a different minig, right? The Maharil quotes such a minig, that in many communities in Germany there were makbid whenever you have 2 days yontif. Always
start.
To daven, not to begin davening Ma'ariv the second night, to lift the Tzeis HaKachom. But you see from the Magen Avraham that in most places in the world they never heard of that minig. They never had such a minig. The Maharil writes, in Germany, in many communities, they had such a minig. At the end of today's Sedra, at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the last Pasuk has V'lo yavol liris kivala es ha-kodesh ramesim, that when they were traveling in the Midbar, the whole din of traveling in the Midbar was only a hayra shor. There is no din l'doris about traveling. When they were traveling in the Midbar, so it was required that the Kohanim had to cover up the klei ha-mishkan, and then the Levim had to put them onto the agolas and to carry them. So the din was that no one, the Levim, were not permitted to be there. V'lo yavol liris, the Levim are prohibited to come when the Kohanim would cover over the Klei HaMikdash, Kivalas HaKodesh Romesu, and if they would be there, they'll be Chai Misvedei Shemai. So is this only a din of Hayra Shor, or is this a din of Lederis? So the Gemara said, many Moni HaMitzvah don't count it. It's the Chapasik Nechumish. Most of the Moni HaMitzvah don't count this in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the reason that they give is that it was only a Hayra Shor, only applied in the days of the Midbar, doesn't apply Lederis. So whatever is only a Hayra Shor is not counted. So the Rabbi Yeruchim Perla points out that this is against an often Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Bey, says b'feirush that this din is a din l'doris, that there is such a din l'doris, you're not permitted to look at any of the klei hamikdash. And the Gemara tells a story that during the period of the Bai Sheni, the Orem was in the basement, and one of the Kohanim saw the square on the floor. The floor wasn't straight, so he picked up the trapdoor and he went down the staircase, and he saw, like in the movies, and he saw the Kruvim on top of the Yoren, and he died because of his din, which is a din l'doris. So he sees in the Gemara Mefurish that it is a din l'doris. It's takakasha, why the Moni HaMitzvah don't count. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how can you say that there's a din l'doris? The Gemara there in Yuman, how can you say that there's a din l'doris, that you're not permitted to look at the clay HaMikdash? The Gemara said that on all Shalosh Regolim, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, when they went to the Oil HaRegel and the Kufin's Bais Rishon, when the Orem was still there and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Paroiches was a wall. They couldn't roll up a wall, but there were windows in the wall that had curtains. The Bais Sheni had only curtains, there was no wall. But the Bais Rishon had a wall that had Chaloinus in it, and the Chaloinus had a little Paroiches. Is to roll up the parochas to show the Oli Regolim Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Amokaim that the Kruvim Amurim Zebezeh, that they're hugging each other Kemar Ishvil of Yosei, like the Lashon HaPasuk in Divayom, like a husband hugs his wife Kemar Ishvil of Yosei, and this is to show, to demonstrate the Chibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Kal Yisrael. So the Gemara Frekta Kashe, why in the world did they do that? Where did they get such an Einfall that they should roll up the parochas in order to demonstrate? Also a Pella de Gezach. So it's interesting, the Steichemet quotes a letter, he prints a letter that Rav Shlomo Levilna sent him. Rav Shlomo Levilna was a dying of Vilna 100 years ago when they were printing the Vilna Shas. Tzal Levilna was his younger brother, much younger. So the Steichemen has letters, correspondence. So he prints a letter to Rav Shlomo Levilt and sends him. Where in the world did they get this idea from? So he says, on the first daf in Maseches Chagigah, the Gemara quotes a drasha that we darshan the Kri Ksiv. It says, Shalosh Shalom Hashanah, Yeruah calls the Churcha, and the Ksiv is Yeruah calls the Churcha. That all the Jewish men should look at the Shechina. And the Kri is Yeruah calls the Churcha, we should appear in the presence of the Shechina. So we darshan both, Yeruah, Yeruah. We should all come to see the Shechina, and we should appear in the presence of the Shechina. So Rav Shlomo Vilna said, what does that mean? We should all come to see the Shechina. What are you going to see? Come to the Beis Hamikdash. What are you going to see? What is there to see? Bishlein, if you believe in a physical God, so you look at God.
Yeah.
But our God is invisible. So what are you going to see? So obviously the Tanoim understood the Tanoim is man by Shem, is Rishon before the Tanoim. They understood that he's supposed to show the Tzibur, the Olavi Golem, the things in the Beis Hamikdash. It says that they used to pick up the Shulchan. And used to squeeze the lechem upon him to show that a week fresh. After it was baked, it's still fresh. To show the nisim tederim, that there must be a hasharas hashchina. And then they would roll up the paroiches to show them the kruvim hagig and show that this was for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of yirik kol zechurcha. A yirik kol zechurcha. That's what Abshalom Nevil said. So the Gemara frekta akasha, how were they permitted to roll up the paroiches in order to show the kruvim? You're not allowed to, and it's a din l'doira, it's b'haraya, that the fellow died during the period of Baisheni, he died. So the Gemara answers with a Loshen al derech hadrash, but it's al pi halacha. The Gemara says when a girl gets married, first there's a state of erisin, and then there's a state of nisuin. So when the girl is in the state of erisin, she's still living with her parents. And after they have the state of nisuin, then she's an eshes ish b'beis habal. And then she's living together with her husband. So the Gemara says that the relationship that the Ribbono Shel Olam has with Knesset Yisrael is compared in Tanakh to that of a marriage between a husband and a wife. Sometimes it's compared to a marriage in the earliest stage in Erisin, and sometimes compared to a marriage in Nisun. The Ribbono Shel Olam said he never gave a gift. Ezek Sefer Krisa Shashalachti Limchem, even after the Churban Bayis Rishon, we're not permitted to worship Abba Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam never gave us a gift. But the marriage has been weakened a little bit, and we're only now in the Madrega of Erisin. When there's a strong chibah, we're in the state of Nisun. When there's a shvacha chibah, then there's the state of Erisin. But there's no gerishin. There's no gerishin. So the Gemara says, when the kala is the beis bailo, after Nisun, she moves in with her husband and the husband's family. Of course they're living together. Of course they look at each other. What's hashayla? So you can't say that there's an isa to look at the klei hamikdosh. And the bisman bais rishon, when the things are biminyon, of course it's mutter. But when they're traveling in the midbar, they took down the walls of the mishkan. They're traveling, so then you don't have the ikah chibah. Or during the period of baisheni, that the yaron or shalobim come. Whenever the yaron and shalobim come, either when they're traveling in the midbar or during the period of the baisheni, that the yaron was in the basement, it wasn't in the kodesh hakodashim, then the marriage between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Knesset Yisrael was one of erisin. It wasn't the full nisuin. And during the period of the Bais Rishon, that the Orem with the Luchas were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the relationship was one of Nisuin, and then it was Mutta to look. That's how the Gemara says Al Pidin. That's the explanation the Gemara gives. So it's interesting, in the Haftorah for Parshas Bamidbar, there's always supposed to be a connection between the Haftorah and the Sedra. So what's the Haftorah? What's the connection? So the Velt always assumes the connection is that in Bamidbar, you start off with taking a census, and you're not permitted to count Bnei Yisrael. So the only way you're permitted to count is by giving money, machta shekel, giving pebbles, with something else. So the Gemara says in Yuma that you're not allowed to count. So the Gemara learns it off in that pasuk of the Haftorah of this week. It says, V'hoi mispa Bnei Yisrael k'chol ha'yom, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. So the Gemara says that whoever takes a census of k'chol yisrael z'ayv v'balav, v'ayv v'shnei lav, lo yimad v'lo yisafer, z'ayv v'anizlav. So it's usually assumed that that's the connection between the Haftorah and the Kriya, that the Kriya speaks about a census, and Haftorah speaks about lo yimad v'lo yisafer, and the Gemara says that that's a lav. The Mishnah al HaMelech in his Sefer Parashas Drachim, in his Drush Sefer, points out another connection, that on the last pasuk, that it says v'lo yimad v'lo yisafer, HaKadosh HaMeisa, the Gemara draws a distinction between Erisin and Nisuin, and at the end of the Haftorah, it says that when the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring back Klal Yisrael there, its son will build the third base Hamikdash and the Luchas will be B'mkaimam, then it says we will call the Ribbono Shel Olam Ishi. We will not call him Bali. So what's the difference between Ishi and Bali? So the Mefarshim have different shatim. So when Mishlam Mela suggests that maybe that's what it means, that Ishi means Nisuin, and Bali means Erisin. So now the state of Ishis is only one of Erisin. But Lossi Lover, it'll be Nisuin again. And that's in connection with the concluding pasuk of the Sedra, where the Gemara had a tradition that the Bali Baliris only applies when you're in a state of Erisin, and not when you're in a state of Nisuin.